Ready?
I was born ready.
I can honestly say that's the best news I've heard all day.
Joe Torti Show.
Kind of reminded me of a dark, gothic Neil Diamond.
That's like exactly what I'm going for.
This is the Joe Torti Show.
What show are you listening to?
Joe Torti Show.
I'm trying to be patient, but you're making it incredibly difficult.
I can say big loud things. I can be demonstrative.
Can we just end this already?
Now it's time. The Joe Torti Show.
Yes, it is. What is going on, Philadelphia? Joe Torti here with you. 97.5 The Fanatic. Happy New Year. The New Year's 5 years old. The new NFL year. We're hot on the heels of another tremendous episode of Devon Gibbons Radio. Now it's just D&G Radio for a different reason. It's Devon and Gibbons rather than the previous name of the program. Devon does a tremendous job. Obviously, you guys knew that. You listened all 3 hours. Brian McLaughlin continues to do the heavy lifting behind the glass. And we start, as we do, with your Philadelphia Eagles and the NFL free agent feeding frenzy. I have to admit, some of the shine is taken off of it a little bit because of the legal tampering period, and because not only that, the deals get leaked during the legal tampering period and everything else. So I used to like the days when, and I think really it was only like 3 or 4 years ago that this thing got implemented, I used to like having to wait until 4 o'clock and then everything blows up. So for record and reference, right, in like the 16 offseason, I was an update anchor for the Mike Missanelli show, and our former program director brought me into his office. He said, all right, you're going to be on at 4 o'clock when all of this happens. What are you going to do? How are you going to be able to like maintain this? I'm like, oh, how bad could it be? And then I realized that I need to have like 6 internet windows open. Frank Gore's going to come to the Eagles until he doesn't. All of this kind of stuff moving and shaking and swirling around. It made it really cool. However, that's kind of been stretched out by this legal tampering period. We've been talking about the things and the moves and the players that are good signings, bad signings, who's winning, who's not winning. Did you know that the Browns have made ridiculous strides up the Super Bowl odds? Did you know that now that they've traded for Odell Beckham Jr. and they signed Kareem Hunt and they continue to make moves, Olivier Vernon, now they are Super Bowl contenders in Las Vegas? Did you know that the Eagles, despite making some solid moves, haven't really done any moving and shaking in terms of the confidence department for the NFL fan at large? The DeSean Jackson signing hasn't moved the needle for people, or the trade rather, hasn't moved the needle for people. I'm trying to figure out why. I don't understand. But the biggest head scratcher for me, and I was hoping that you guys could explain this one to me, there has been more Tevin Coleman love in the last 24 hours than like maybe there was at any point in the Marcus Mariota sweepstakes. Nope, that's not true. I'll walk that back. There's been more Tevin Coleman love for any player since the Marcus Mariota sweepstakes. I'll put it there. All of a sudden now, Tevin Coleman has become the it guy. And especially after the deal was announced, what was it, 2 years, $10 million in total? That's saying that the Eagles made this huge mistake by not getting Tevin Coleman, and the 49ers had this savvy move. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, okay, let's take a look at this, because maybe I've been looking at this the wrong way. I've said it for a long time that Tevin Coleman is a way better athlete than he is a football player. That he is way above average in one specific area, and that is catching the ball out of the backfield. He is a below average pass protector. He is an average carrier of the football. I mean, there's nothing in his game that suggests that you missed out big time by not getting him, especially considering the fact that everyone who called in regarding the DeSean Jackson trade earlier talked about how important it was to get Jackson because he takes the lid off the defense and because you're not going to be having all of those safeties in the box. And if the Eagles' offensive line is as good as we've said it is, I mean, not that long ago was rated as the top offensive line in all of the NFL. you have to excuse me if I think that a combination of the players that they have, maybe another second-tier free agent running back, and certainly a guy drafted in rounds two or three, will be able to get the job done, given all of the other weapons that exist on the Eagles. I'm sorry, when I watched it, I'm trying to figure out what it is that has people so infatuated by certain players in free agency, and Tevin Coleman just happens to be the flavor of the week. When the Eagles didn't sign Tevin Coleman, the wailing and gnashing of teeth that I saw on Twitter almost made me uninstall the app. I said, are you serious? This is the guy that you had to have? The guy who, by the way, was given every single conceivable opportunity to start in Atlanta, and it never happened. You remember how in New England, how there was always that that controversy, right? Where, how come this running back's not starting? How come that running back's not starting? How come this guy doesn't get the opportunity? I'll never forget. Shane Vereen was the starting running back for the New England Patriots for a while. And he was supposed to be the big thing, right? Shane Vereen was supposed to be the thing. He started for like 2 weeks, and then they started Steven Ridley because Vereen had gotten banged up. And Vereen is a totally uninspiring running back. Like the typical 16-game, 1,000-yard, 7 or 8 touchdown guy, maybe. That was Shane Vereen, or was Ridley, rather. And we were wondering why Shane Vereen, this explosive, ridiculous receiving back, never got the opportunity. And he still didn't, and didn't, and didn't. And then all of a sudden, holy crap, this guy's 26 years old and he has like 4 career starts. What happened here? He's on his third team. These guys that have this potential, these guys that have this game-breaking ability, how come it never really works out that way? And you see guys like, oh, this guy just never had a chance. This guy never had a chance. The NFL, everybody gets a chance. Everybody has the opportunity to grab the reins if they're good enough. Like, I look at the players who changed hands for big-time money. Just look at them, the guys who signed here. DeSean Jackson, second-round pick, played his way onto the field. Antonio Brown, sixth-round pick, played his way out onto the field. A lot of these guys just didn't have the draft respect that they hoped for, played their way onto the field. Tevin Coleman couldn't outdo a banged-up, injured, slowing-down Devontae Freeman. Then he couldn't outdo Ito Smith. Tevin Coleman got buried in a timeshare every single opportunity that he had. So excuse me if the Eagles, who, by the way, do have a crowded backfield, are not going to be the guys who overpay for Tevin Coleman, make him the starting running back, and all of a sudden he's going to be the man. It's actually the same logic, by the way, just a little different spin on it, for another running back who I have heard everybody is trying to attach the Eagles to. And I'm just not sure about it. We're going to get to it in a moment. 610-632-0975. To start things off, it's pretty simple. I just want to get your thoughts on the Eagles' free agent approach thus far. Malik Jackson, they trade for DeSean Jackson. They've been largely quiet in free agency, but they've made some savvy moves. What do you make of it? And am I missing something on this Tevin Coleman thing? Are you upset that they weren't able to get this guy to be a part of their running back rotation? Let's go to the phones with John and Ben Salem to lead things off. What's happening, John?
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, you sound great, man. Thanks.
Excellent. Thanks for having me on. You guys, a wonderful job. Every week I listen at work, man. You're fantastic.
Thank you, John.
As far as the Eagles offseason goes, I think the Malik Jackson signing is going to, if you're not excited about it now, you're going to be week 2, 3, and you see him on the field and what he does for Fletcher Cox and restoring that. What we saw on that defensive line last year was the absence of Tim Jernigan, and I think that that offseason surgery like really hurt every facet of our defense behind that line. Mm-hmm. That's going to be different this year in just the Malik Jackson signing. So that's a plus. I don't expect Howie to be very active. I'm excited because you never know with him on draft day, but I think you're looking at a lot of one-year deals. Also, I don't want to say scrap heap pile. That's a bad terminology. I think they're going to pick their way through a lot of undrafted free agents. Chris Coleman. You don't need Tevin Coleman. You got Chris Coleman. That's half, three times less the cost for same players, as far as I'm concerned.
Most, especially at that position. John, hey, thanks for the phone call, man. Appreciate it. Like, when you find Corey Clement as an undrafted free agent, I've always said it. There are important positions and there are not important positions. And I'm sorry. Running back is not an important position. It's not. Not when C.J. Anderson and Sam Congato and Tatum Bell and all of these other who's who of mediocrity running backs have gotten the job done behind good offensive lines. Offensive line is one of those important positions. The idea that you're going to go out and spend mega bucks or even meaningful dollars on a running back is so silly in the modern NFL. It truly is. It's truly insane. 610-632-0975. More of your phone calls next. So, Drew, Matt, Brendan, sit tight. We're going to get to you. It's the Joe Torty Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torty on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, it's Mike Missanelli here. Let me tell you, the spring is around the corner, and I know my lawn is about to look amazing because my guys at Natural Lawn will be on their way to work their magic. It's simple. I want greener grass and fewer weeds. And when the dog's running around, I want to make sure it's safe out there, too. But that usually comes at the expense of keeping it really green and healthy. Well, Natural Lawn of America uses safer, organic-based lawn care products that actually reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn. And with Natural Lawn, you won't have to sacrifice beauty for safety. So I'll get a greener lawn that's also safe for the pup. For over 25 years, Natural Lawn has been recognized as the leader in organic-based lawn care. So if you're in PA or Jersey, Natural Lawn's custom treatment will give you the lush green lawn you've always wanted. Natural Lawn is offering $100 off their full-service program. That's $100 off. Call Natural Lawn today for a greener lawn with fewer weeds, and you tell them Mike Miss sent you. Call 855-LAWN-CARE. That's 855-LAWN-CARE. Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds. Guaranteed.
Attention timeshare owners. Did some high-pressure salesperson twist your arm into buying a timeshare? Did they forget to mention that the vacation times you want will never be available or that it will cost you more to use the timeshare than if you just booked online as a non-owner? I bet that salesperson also forgot to mention your fees will go up year after year after year. They misled you. It's not right, and it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, we can help. Timeshare Freedom Group's Freedom Process has helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. Let us help you be free from your regrettable, overpriced, and unavailable timeshare. We are the leaders in the industry with decades of experience canceling timeshares worldwide, legally and permanently. That's why we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Start the freedom process now by calling Timeshare Freedom Group at 855-765-CANCEL. That's 855-765-CANCEL. 855-765-CANCEL. Or come meet us face-to-face at your local office. TimeshareFreedomGroup.com.
If you're like me, you know who's going to win every basketball game. If you're not, FanDuel Sportsbook has you covered. Sign up and place a risk-free bet up to $500 on any game. If you lose, FanDuel Sportsbook will refund your bet up to $500 in site credit. FanDuel has tons of other awesome promos happening all the time. Odd boost, bet insurance, special bonuses, and more. There are tons of sports to choose from, too. And FanDuel offers some of the most competitive lines around. I'm thinking about a futures bet on the NBA championship and also liking the orange and black right now. Don't forget, you could place a $500 risk-free bet on any sport or game when you use my code Natalie. Download the app to bet from anywhere in Jersey. Go to FanDuel.com/NJ or download the app and use my code Natalie and make your first bet. If you lose, FanDuel Sportsbook will give you a refund in site credit of up to $500. Must not have previously placed any wager using your FanDuel Sportsbook account. Refund issued as site credit. Must wager amount equal to site credit before winnings can be withdrawn. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to FanDuel.com/NJ for terms and conditions.
And this is the 2019 Chrysler Pacifica. Ooh. It's got available second and third row stow-and-go seating, available hands-free sliding doors, and it's an IIHS top safety pick.
Nice.
With optional front crash prevention and specific headlights.
He ain't lying.
Who said that?
It's a talking minivan.
Minivan. There's nothing mini about my van hood. Now step into my office. I seat up to 8 people in here, and with the stow-and-go, you can store your luggage and still give the whole family room to kick back.
Incredible.
That's my middle name.
Really?
Nah, I'm just playing with you. It's Orlando.
The 2019 Chrysler Pacifica. All in.
Well-qualified returning FCA lessees get a low-mileage lease on the 2019 Pacifica Touring L for $339 a month for 36 months, with $3,499 due at signing. Tax title license extra. Based on available features in the FCA US LLC premium minivan segment. Hybrid model seats up to 7, and second row stow-and-go seating not available. Call 1-888-CHRYSLER for details. Requires dealer contribution and lease through Chrysler Capital. Current lease must end by 3/31/20. 25-cent charge for each mile over 30,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 4/1.
PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
Patriot's cloud-based accounting software is easy for business owners, yet powerful enough for accountants.
PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
Here's a quick way you could save money in the new year. Switch to Geico, and the Fanatic is giving a quick way to listen to Philly's best sports using your Amazon Echo. First, enable the skill one time by saying, Alexa, enable 975 The Fanatic. And then you say, Alexa, open 975 The Fanatic. Now you get the voice of the Philly sports fan anywhere. You have an Amazon Echo. And when you're done listening to 97.5 The Fanatic in the car, switch to your Amazon Echo. And switch to Geico if you need help with homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance. Visit geico.com today.
Can you code or know somebody who loves to code, eat food, code, sleep, code? Have you dreamt of being a full-stack developer since you, A, watched The Net with Sandra Bullock, B, laid your eyes on that sweet Atari 400 your dad brought home, or C, were hooked when you wrote your very first program for that cherry Commodore 64? If so, Beasley Media Group is looking for a full-stack developer right now. Go to bbgi.com/full-stack-developer to apply. Still wish I had that Atari.
This is Ron Jaworski. When is the last time you checked your water heater? It's not something you think about every day, and probably not even on your radar. But if you could avoid a flooded basement or go without hot water for days, you would, right? Go to BradfordWhite.com and go to the Customers tab and click on Homeowners. In that section, there's a Find Your Model and Serial Number tab. You'll see exactly how to determine what kind of shape your water heater is in and if you are due for a replacement. Visit BradfordWhite.com today.
Philadelphia, let's get ready to rumble on Friday, March 15th. It's World Championship Boxing as Philly's own Kevin Farmer defends his super featherweight title against undefeated John O'Carroll at the Leah Curtis Center. In a co-feature, Olympic gold medalist Irish Katie Taylor defends her world titles with undefeated champ Rose Belante. Also in the card, Gabe Rosado, Hank Lundy, Avery Sparrow. For tickets, go to LeahCurtisCenter.com.
Guys, you can achieve greater sexual performance no matter your age. Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates is helping men with Gainswave, a revolutionary ED treatment. You'll have a more satisfying experience that will last longer. Gainswave requires no shots, no pills, and you can be spontaneous again. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology, text the word CURE to 797979. That's CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979.
Hey, it's Mom. Somebody forgot to thaw the chicken, so meet us at Chili's for 3 for $10. Oh, and congratulate your sister on her report card. It's not great, but this time she didn't try to hide it from us. Oh, and remember, tonight's your dad's goatee intervention. Love you. See you at Chili's.
Come in now for Chili's 3 for 10. Starter, entree, and drink for just $10. With entrees like hand-battered chicken crispers and for a limited time, our mouth-watering sirloin steak topped with garlic butter. Together, we Chili's. Available at participating locations only.
Sports Talk for Pensauken and all of Camden County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Man, I see myself coming in here just helping. You know, it's not like Jacksonville for me where I have to come in, be the guy, hoorah, do this, this, and that. I'm coming into a team that already has the leaders. And with Fletcher Cox next to me, it should allow me to be opened up and have more one-on-one rushes. He's a force to be reckoned with. He demands double teams. So hopefully I can come in here, do what I'm supposed to do, and take the double teams off him. So hopefully it goes hand in hand.
That's your new defensive tackle, Malik Jackson, who also in that interview was talking about how he was pissed that he was benched for a younger player and everything else. I think you're going to be getting a very motivated player in the middle of that defensive line. It is the Joe Torty Show, 97.5. The Fanatic, Brian McLaughlin, is producing. Couple of open phone lines, by the way. Grab those now, 610-632-0975. We're getting up to the tweets as well. You can reach out to the show on Twitter, at Joe Torti and at 97.5 The Fanatic. We go back to the phones now with Drew in Westchester. What's going on, Drew?
Hey, what's going on, Joe?
How you doing?
Good, buddy.
Good.
So, yeah, about Deshaun Jackson, I'm really psyched to have him back. So, I mean, there's a lot of talk, you know, about, you know, his attitude and, you know, what he brings to the locker room. And I'm totally thinking that that's way in the past. So I got no concerns with him. I'd rather, you know, have a guy who really wants to be back here and working his tail off to try to end out his career in a good way.
Well, I know that he was always really motivated whenever he had to play against the Eagles. He always turned those games into big-time performances. I'm curious to see if those were just like little spurts that he had because he was mad that the Eagles got rid of him, or if that's kind of who he is and he was just kind of saving it or not healthy or what have you. I'm curious to see which Deshaun Jackson we get here.
Yeah, no, we definitely need to see a more consistent one. Like you said, yeah, he did have moments of spurts where he would perform well at times and then kind of disappear for others. And then as far as the whole running back system goes, I mean, I think you're completely right. I don't want to spend big money on a running back. I think, you know, not to be cruel, you know, but I think running backs are a dime a dozen. I mean, you see what the Patriots do every year with running backs. I mean, I can't even name who their running backs are. And they win Super Bowls, you know, however much they win Super Bowls, and are always there, and they never have a top-name super or a running back. So you really just need a guy who can hold on to the ball and get you those yards when you need it.
That's the truth. You're absolutely right, Drew. Thanks for the phone call. And here's the thing. I don't mean to sound, you know, cruel or brutal or anything like that. It's just when you look at the NFL, it's very true that some positions matter and some positions don't. I'm sorry. And running back individually is one of those positions that doesn't matter. Joe, what are you talking about? Of course talent matters. What do you mean? All right, well, how many Super Bowls has David Johnson won? How many Super Bowls has Le'Veon Bell won? How many Super Bowls has Todd Gurley won? Has Saquon Barkley won one yet? That's not fair. It hasn't been very long for Saquon Barkley. But, I mean, you go down the list. How far down the list do you have to go before you find an elite-level running back who has won a Super Bowl? You have to go really far down that list. Instead, what positions routinely win Super Bowls? What positions routinely get there? Elite level secondary, elite level pass rusher, elite level offensive line, elite level quarterback. Speaking of that, I thought it was interesting. The Nick Foles Players Tribune article, nice touch by Nick Foles on the way out to kind of praise the city of Philadelphia and talk about how important it was that his daughter gets to call Philadelphia her hometown. Thought that was really cool. I would imagine that the farewell letter from Jacksonville to Blake Bortles will not be nearly the same. I don't think it'll have the same kind of affection for our poor friend Blake. By the way, got to credit my producer this evening, Brian McLaughlin, who was all over Foles to the Jaguars from Jump Street. Like, with conviction. Not like with a toe in the water, like a lot of other people were. Like, oh, that might make sense. Like, BMAC was all over it from the beginning.
I have a lot of cold takes, but that was not one of them.
No.
That just made too much sense.
That is a boiler level take. Well done. Let's go to Brendan in Fishtown next on The Fanatic. What's up, Brendan?
Hey, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Hey, so I hear what you're saying about the running back not being an important position and all that, but we're sitting here late. We're getting into free agency. We've signed one old receiver. We got nobody else. And we're looking at Corey Clement. Is Corey Clement the answer at running back?
Probably not.
Say, I think it's been fully disappointing this offseason for the Philadelphia Eagles so far.
So what would you have liked to have seen them do? Which positions or players would you have liked to see them add?
I would have said, first of all, cornerback. We're letting Darby get away. Maybe keep Foles, the Super Bowl MVP. Look at trading Wentz. You could have gotten first, second round draft picks for him.
Well, I mean, so Foles is Super Bowl MVP, right? And he wasn't able to fetch you anything in a trade. So, I mean, I don't know how hot the quarterback trade market was, especially with Wentz coming off of injuries, even if they were considering the fact that they would even do that, which I know that they're not.
Fair enough, but Wentz has never won a playoff game, just saying.
Right, so why would you trade for that?
Well, yeah, there you go. That might diminish his value. Maybe that's why they went Foles. But, hey, I don't know. Young quarterback, I'm thinking you got to trade Wentz, man. All I'm saying is I've been disappointed with the moves we've made so far.
Okay. All right. I mean, you're well within your rights there, Brendan. Thanks for the phone call. Because, I mean, I've heard some of that. The Deshaun Jackson signing, or the trade, rather, doesn't necessarily cover all of the other stuff. Now, a couple of things, right? The big one that I think that you lose is Jordan Hicks. Not necessarily that Hicks is a world beater, but you do have linebacker as a need. Just the way that the board is breaking, I would be very surprised if the Eagles didn't go inside linebacker round one, running back round two or three, and wide receiver in the other round. I would be very surprised if that's how the first three rounds of the draft didn't go for the Eagles. I don't think that Corey Clement is going to be the bell cow back. But I know that Kareem Hunt and Alvin Kamara and James Conner and all of Marlon Mack, all of these other running backs went after the first round. And nine times out of ten, you just want fresh legs in there. It's just the way that it goes. The Eagles have thus far done a nice job in terms of managing their money, managing their cap space, and everything else. That's why I don't see it as a big problem. I'm seeing what these safeties are getting paid. I'm seeing what, you know, some of these other positions. Yeah, I should have specified corners are the positions that you pay usually, unless you have a truly special young safety. But you're seeing what some of these safeties and linebackers are getting paid. And it's actually good, I think, that the Eagles are staying out of that business. 610-632-0975. You haven't lost Ronald Darby yet, though, by the way. He's just going on visits now. You haven't lost him. So if you want to get him back, you still have the chance. Matt in Levittown's next on The Fanatic. Good evening, Matt. Matt, you with us?
Yeah, hey, what's up? Sorry.
How you doing? No problem.
I'm doing good. I mean, overall, I'm feeling pretty good about how we're handling this free agency, but I'm a little worried. I mean, every time I call, I swear, you guys end up beating me to the punch right before. Jordan Hicks, we let him walk. I don't know what we're going to do a middle linebacker because, I mean, we got what? Paul Warlow, Kamu, Nigel Bradham. I mean,
yep.
There's still some guys out there that we can get, but, I mean, now with the money, I don't know if we can make it work. So I'm a little concerned there on the defensive end, especially with what you were saying with Ronald Darby, like visiting, you know, what was it, the Chiefs?
Yeah, that's who he was visiting. I know that he had one lined up with Indy as well. I don't know if that's actually going to turn into a thing or not, but I know the Chiefs are very interested in Darby's services.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, I wouldn't be surprised if we went after a linebacker in the draft, but, I mean, there's some guys out there. I just don't know if we can afford them. I know Brandon Marshall is a free agent, mm-hmm. and, I mean, I like him a lot, and I know there's that guy that the Rams just released, Mark Barron, too. I wouldn't be upset getting him on my team at all. He's a hard hitter.
He's
great in coverage for us, but
well, yeah, it was a former safety at Alabama, so I mean, he can cover some ground, that's for sure.
But basically, I'm a little concerned, not too much. I want to see how it all shakes out, but I mean, definitely, I'm assuming Howie has something in mind that he's going to let Jordan Hicks walk, you know. That's the only thing I can do. I can just, you know, cross my heart and trust Howie. That's all I can do.
Well, I think he's earned that, Matt. Thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it. And I'm not one of those in Howie we trust guys because not every move has been perfect. In hindsight, the Golden Tate move was really bad. It was a really, really bad move. Now, I'm not trying to judge in the moment because in the moment, it seemed like it was exactly what the Eagles needed, but ended up not being the case. Hanging on to Nelson Agholor, I don't love it for $9-plus million, but you don't have to teach somebody new the playbook. You don't have to do any of that, and you get to walk away scot-free from Agholor, knowing that someone's likely going to sign him. Howie just licks his chops at playing the compensatory pick game, so he's hoping that somebody overpays for Nelson Agholor. Who knows? That could be the case, might not be the case. But when I look at it, I think that overall, here's what I'll say. Like, people who are, for example, crowning the Browns, right? Odell Beckham Jr.'s never helped anyone win anything, period. Like, it's certainly not in the NFL, but if you want to go back to LSU, that's also true. Like, has never been a part of a core that has driven people to greatness. Now, I'm supposed to believe that because the Browns traded for Odell Beckham Jr. that they're going to win the Super Bowl? I don't think that you can win the Super Bowl in free agency, but I do think you can lose it by making some poor signings and overpaying for second or third tier level guys. I'm not saying that Odell Beckham Jr. is one of those. I'm just using it as an off-season example of somebody everybody would say the Browns have won the off-season. We'll see. I'm old enough to remember when a lot of people said that the Eagles won free agency in the off-season. Some people even said that they had a dream team, and that didn't work out so well. So I'm going to reserve judgment on anybody winning the offseason in terms of that translating to Super Bowl success. You can sure lose it, though. You can tie up big money in positions that you don't need to do. If the Eagles are truly going to be a draft and develop team, as they say they want to do, I'm excited about that. But put your money where your mouth is and actually draft and develop. We're going to get to some trades, by the way, as well in a second. We got to talk about those. Let's go to Brian in the Northeast next on the Fanatic. Hey, Brian.
Hey, what's up, Joe? How's it going?
Going great. Thank you.
I feel like I always have to address a previous caller before I start. So first things first, I don't know who was a couple callers back, but trading Wentz, that's just such a dumb idea. I don't know why people are still saying it. Hypothetically, you think they're both the same amount of, you know, talent level. The window's smaller with Foles. He's older, not shown consistency throughout his career. But anyway,
right.
I actually want to commend the Eagles for showing some cap discipline and not going after these high, you know, high-profile free agents, whether it's Bell or, you know, Odell Beckham goes to the Browns. Like, Philip Lindsay, undrafted running back. Rams find C.J. Anderson off the street. Kansas City throws Damian Williams into the fire after Kareem Hunt's out. There are guys there. David Johnson was drafted in the third round. I'm totally okay with waiting on a running back. And as for the Browns, just to conclude, there is something to be said about surrounding your young quarterback with players. It's what the Eagles did in 2017. It's what the Rams tried to do this past season. Sure. Adding Cook. And when you add a guy like Beckham, I mean, yeah, he can be a headache, but it could also be a Chris Carter situation, not to throw the Eagles under the bus, but he goes to a new team and then he's a Hall of Famer. So I think the Browns, especially with their division in flux right now, that they can at least win their division, can't they not?
Well, I don't know. How do we know how everything's going to come together? You know what I mean? The Ravens and Steelers have dominated that division for so long. You know, is losing two players for the Steelers. I know the Ravens have lost a lot on defense. I mean, is it enough? We'll see. I know the Browns are going to be competitive in the North. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, for them, it's like, what's the risk? You know, like, they've been in the bottom. They're 7-8-1 after this past season. You add a guy like Beckham with Landry, with David Njoku at tight end. You got Nick Chubb. Kareem Hunt maybe gives you something. You never know. And you got a young defense that they can get after the quarterback and make plays. So they have the recipe. It's just, I don't know yet if they'll be able to put it together.
Brian, I think that you're right on the money there. And thanks for the phone call. But that's what I mean. Like, it could work out. I'm not trying to say that the Browns stink or that they're going to. But I mean, would that shock you if it went either way? If they were a playoff team or if they went, you know, 8-8, 9-7 and missed the playoffs? That wouldn't shock me either way. That's all I mean by that. And the best thing about the Browns going into this offseason on top of having Baker Mayfield is having all of that cap space that they had. Now they have effectively burned up a lot of that cap space. So the team that you see is kind of the team that you're going to get, barring draft picks and everything else. So it turns into, all right, now this is kind of who they're going to be. I'd rather not see the Eagles win the offseason when you think about what winning the offseason means, right? So I'm taking trades out of it for a second, right? Because Odell Beckham Jr., by a lot of accounts, is not really all that much of a headache. Some people say that he is. Some people say that he isn't. But you look at the other players that reached free agency, right? Like, if you look at the top NFL free agents, there's a reason that all of these guys reached free agency. Whether it's Eric Berry, who can never stay healthy, Golden Tate, who people don't know how to treat in terms of the contract that he's supposed to get, that's why he's a free agent, and Ndamukong Suh, potential headache, Antonio Brown forced his way out of Pittsburgh. Le'Veon Bell, suspensions, injuries, and sat out for a year and then wanted to be a big-time paid guy. Randall Cobb, injuries. There's no perfect free agent. If they were perfect, they'd be locked up. their teams don't let them get away. They're already used up. They're already hurt. They're something. I'm not saying that free agency can't be Band-Aids, but I'm saying if the Eagles got every single big-time, big-name free agent, I'd be really concerned about what their future looked like, because there's a reason that the team's being put together out of all of these cast-offs. That's a problem that I have. Now, the moves that they've made, like I said, they trade for DeSean Jackson. I don't know if you needed to trade for DeSean Jackson, if the Buccaneers were going to cut him, if he would have just come and signed anyway. Malik Jackson, I've said that I like that move too. I was very sad to think that Tim Jernigan's career, I saw him making such a big impact. And when he did, I was so excited and vindicated about how big that trade was. And then to see his career kind of slide sideways due to those injuries makes me sad. But you see the impact that a guy like that next to Fletcher Cox has on the defense. And when he wasn't in there, you saw the results. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. Jasper Lucas tweets in, the Eagles can get a very good running back in the third, fourth, or fifth round, maybe even sixth if they look hard enough. Not signing Coleman is no big deal. I trust Howie Roseman. Especially, by the way, if you're not committed to a one-back system. That's what I think the genius is of the multiple running back system, the running back by committee. This is why it's so good. I'm going to lay it out in a nutshell right now why it works. Because even teams that have studs, the studiest of the studs, Saquon Barkley, Le'Veon Bell, Todd Gurley, the best guys, still have like three other backs active on game day. Every single one does. So it's not like you're giving yourself positional flexibility to have a million more pass rushers or a million more secondary players or an extra offensive lineman or anything like that by having a guy who does it all. It just means that you have three other guys that are sitting there on the sidelines not doing a whole lot. Not only that, those guys are hard to find, generally speaking. But you're telling me all I need to do is find like the New Orleans Saints approach. I need to find a guy who catches passes. I need to find a different guy who can pass block. I need to find a different guy who runs between the tackles. I need to find a different guy who can get the hard-nosed yardage. And then if there's any overlap and I can condense those into two guys or three guys, then all the better. Then I have the flexibility. But you're going to have backs active anyway. In the sixth round, you can find a guy who, as a running back, is an elite-level pass catcher, and maybe he's like 5'6" or something like that, and that's why he's not going to be a feature back. You can find a guy who's a converted fullback, who is an elite-level pass protector, and who isn't as experienced carrying the football. You can find a guy like Wendell Smallwood, who is what I would call an above-average ball carrier, and then you say, wow, he can't pass protect, he's not as good at protecting the actual football. He's got limitations. That's what a running back by committee is all about. This idea that there needs to be deception all the time and that the back could stay in, could go out on a route, might be getting the ball. I think that's so overrated when the Saints won a Super Bowl by literally declaring what their play was going to be by whether Darren Sproles, Pierre Thomas, or Mark Ingram was in the game. I just think the deception of it's overrated. On the flip side, you look at the head coaches that utilize these versatile running backs, these do-everything running backs where the offense runs through the running back. Andy Reid is the king of this. Andy Reid has to have a guy who does everything. Brian Westbrook, LeSean McCoy, Kareem Hunt. Who am I missing? Who was the guy before Kareem Hunt in Kansas City? Jamal Charles. Guys who do everything. Andy Reid ain't won a thing. It's just not an outstanding strategy where you have to have a guy who does everything. I'm not saying it prevents you from winning. I'm saying look at all of the running backs by committee that have won Super Bowls, and then look at all the elite level running backs who've won Super Bowls. You'll find that column A is much, much longer than column B. Let's go to Jimmy and Mount Holly next on The Fanatic. Jimmy.
The blood of Brian runs through my veins, Joe, because I had Foles going to Jacksonville way ahead of everybody as well. With that being said, I want to obey him, what he told me to talk about when I was on hold, before I get to the Flyers. I want Eric Berry.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
So I think that Eric Berry, you could do way worse than him as a third safety, considering that workload management seems like it's going to be an issue moving forward, but the ball skills and everything else, totally unquestionable. Really, really good player.
I also want them to sign Jay Ajayi. I love Jay Ajayi. In fact, when he was signed by us, the noise you heard in the background was me cheering. I know there's an injury concern, but to me, you got to sign him.
Yeah, well, look, when Jay Ajayi, it seems like his market isn't there. So by default, that would mean that the Eagles have as good a chance as anybody is bringing him in cheap. Maybe it's a one-year prove-it deal, prove that your knees aren't shot, whatever. That's not the worst idea I've ever heard, Jimmy. I think they might do that, depending on who is available at the end of this free agent market.
Now, onto the team that's getting no love and is sitting in the weeds, our Philadelphia Flyers. Joe, this here fan base has an overreactionary tendency. I mean, I'm listening all day, just because Montreal and Columbus won, and it's now 5 points. Joe, this comes down to simple arithmetic. All they need to do is to play at the clip they played the last 25 games, which translates to 11-2-1. As I told Jason recently, not only will we'll get in with points to spare. So I urge people to be patient with this. Don't get silly because Montreal and Columbus win and it's now 5 points. But, Joe, I have one thing that could ruin this whole thing.
Okay.
I mean, I stick with the Moose. I mean, my goodness, I know this kid is our future and all of that. But let's not forget, before he went out, he was playing like garbage for the last 5 games. Now, as I said to someone recently as well, we have a whole lifetime to play footsie with this 20-year-old kid. The Stanley Cup in hockey is unique, and it's the only sport where you can be a 7th or an 8th team and win a cup. I mean, you're not going to do this in basketball. I mean, you in baseball you could. I mean, the Cardinals did it in 2011. You're not going to do it in football. I mean, let's win a Stanley Cup. I mean, we'll worry about Carter Hart next year.
Well, Jimmy, I hear you. Thanks for the phone call. A couple things. To go at the clip that they've been would be no small feat, considering they've been like the hottest team in the NHL over that stretch. So to go 11-2-1 when you've got games against the Penguins, against the Capitals twice, Carolina twice, that's been beating everybody, maybe it happens. I hope it does. I'm just not sure that that happens. And we've seen, you know, wild card teams win in the NFL. We've seen that happen. More of your phone calls coming up next. 610-632-0975. We have open phone lines that you can get in right now. We'll get to your phone call shortly. Plus, we still have to address a couple of names that have been on the trade market at that running back position. We'll evaluate those merits. It is the Joe Torty Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torty on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Philadelphia, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You casually maneuver to snap a photo of the guy at the restaurant who looks just like that one celebrity from that movie, and your flash goes off. You couldn't save yourself from the embarrassment of doppelganger guy noticing your paparazzi pic.
Hey.
But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Oh.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Okay.
While your flash-happy smartphone has become your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Nice.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents in the award-winning Geico mobile app.
Ooh.
And while your impromptu photo shoot didn't go as planned, you could plan on saving more, like military and federal discounts, with your local Geico agent.
You couldn't save yourself from the shame of being outed by your camera flash, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Hey, it's Jason Martinez for Window Nation. Spring is close and the temperatures are warming. Are your windows tough to open? Cracked? Drafty? All signs that you need new windows. Spring into action now for huge Window Nation savings. Get two free windows for every two you buy. Buy four, get four free. No limit. Plus, get a house full of windows for only $69 a month. Not only do you get two free windows for every two you buy, but you're also getting brand new energy efficient Window Nation windows installed for just about $2 a day. Think about that. It's less than a cup of coffee or a gallon of gas or milk. Now's the time to take advantage of this limited time event. Window Nation offers over 1,500 custom window and door style combinations designed and engineered to tame our wild weather conditions, all with A+ Better Business Bureau rating. It just doesn't get any better. Buy two windows, get two free, no limit. Plus, get a full house of windows for as low as $69 a month. Hurry, this offer won't last long. So call Window Nation at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
Hey, it's Mike Missinelli here. Let me tell you that spring is around the corner.
and I know my lawn is about to look amazing because my guys at Natural Lawn will be on their way to work their magic. It's simple. I want greener grass and fewer weeds. And when the dog's running around, I want to make sure it's safe out there, too. But that usually comes at the expense of keeping it really green and healthy. Well, Natural Lawn of America uses safer, organic-based lawn care products that actually reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn. And with Natural Lawn, you won't have to sacrifice beauty for safety. So I'll get a greener lawn that's also safe for the pup. For over 25 years, Natural Lawn has been recognized as the leader in organic-based lawn care. So if you're in PA or Jersey, Natural Lawn's custom treatment will give you the lush green lawn you've always wanted. Natural Lawn is offering $100 off their full-service program. That's $100 off. Call Natural Lawn today for a greener lawn with fewer weeds, and you tell them Mike Miss sent you. Call 855-LAWN-CARE. That's 855-LAWN-CARE. Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds. Guaranteed.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owe the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima Tax, they help me. They calm me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Jeep SUVs are legendary for giving you all kinds of freedom. The freedom of going anywhere, anytime in Jeep Wrangler. Motor Trend's 2019 SUV of the year. The freedom to travel in luxurious comfort with Jeep Grand Cherokee. The most awarded SUV ever. The freedom of taking in more fresh air in Jeep Compass with its available panoramic dual-pane sunroof. Or the freedom to push your adventures to new lengths with Jeep Cherokee's 31 mpg highway. During the Jeep Freedom Day sales event, well-qualified returning Jeep Grand Cherokee lessees get a low mileage lease on the 2019 Grand Cherokee Laredo E4x4 for $259 a month for 36 months with $3,499 to its signing, tax, title, license, extra. Jeep Grand Cherokee has received more awards over its lifetime than any other SUV. EPA estimated four-cylinder front-wheel drive. Actual mileage may vary. Call 1-888-925-JEEP for details. Requires due to contribution lease of Chrysler Capital. Current lease must end by 3/31/20. 25-cent charge for each month over 30,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take retail delivery by 4/1. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Patriot's cloud-based accounting software is easy for business owners, yet powerful enough for accountants.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Right now at CVS Pharmacy, you can earn up to 50 extra bucks rewards each year just for filling prescriptions. Which means the medicines you take to stay healthy might also do a little something for the health of your wallet. So visit your local CVS Pharmacy to sign up and start earning up to 50 extra bucks rewards on prescriptions. Terms and conditions apply. Not valid on all prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Other state restrictions apply. See CVS.com/RX rewards or the pharmacy for details.
Are you or someone you love one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help you get started. Visit MichaelJFox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's MichaelJFox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%. APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Philadelphia. Let's get ready to rumble. On Friday, March 15th, it's World Championship Boxing as Philly's own Tevin Farmer defends his super featherweight title against undefeated John O'Carroll at the Leah Curtis Center. In the co-feature, Olympic gold medalist Irish Katie Taylor defends her world titles with undefeated champ Rose Belante. Also on the card, Gabe Rosado, Hank Lundy, Avery Sparrow. For tickets, go to LeahCurtisCenter.com.
Visit the events page at 975thefanatic.com to learn where the Fanatic will be broadcasting next. The Fanatic Mobile Broadcast Center is powered by Dietz and Watson. Real Philly hoagies are made with real Philly deli. Dietz and Watson, official deli meats and cheeses of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Miss something? Listen to the Fanatic Best of Show podcast on the Fanatic app or on the podcast page at 975thefanatic.com. This is 975 The Fanatic.
I like vanilla and chocolate.
Welcome back to the Joe Torti Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. Taking you up until midnight. Want to remind you that all day long, you have the opportunity to win two tickets to the Sixers game on Thursday, March 28th against the Brooklyn Nets and one spot in our annual knockout game on the Sixers court after the game. You can also register for a spot in the competition on our contest page at 975thefanatic.com. I'll also have a couple of spots and a couple of possible entries in the coming weeks here. So keep it locked. We'll have you the opportunity, give you the opportunity to join us. The knockout game, there is one person that always surprises everyone. I'm warning you now, do not be surprised. Jamie Lynch is one of the best athletes that we have on staff here at 97.5 The Fanatic. People say that, or hear me say that, and they think that I'm joking. Jamie Lynch will take your lunch money. Absolutely, 100%. So just pay attention to that. You've been warned. This is the one and only opportunity, if you're a newcomer, to be warned that Jamie Lynch is coming for your ankles and for your spot in the knockout line. Let's go to Matt in Levittown to lead things off. What's going on, Matt?
Hi, how you doing? I wanted to say, so you just said that most, the list for A of teams that did running back committee by committee would be longer than the one that had a premier back. Is that true?
That have won Super Bowls, yeah.
Yeah, like Marshall Faulk and Jerome Bettis and Emmitt Smith. And all.
Well, was Jerome Bettis an elite-level running back when he won a Super Bowl with the Steelers? Or did he have Willie Parker ripping off like 78-yard runs?
He was still their premier guy. You know what I mean? Willie Parker was the third down back in that offense. It just seems to me that the list for, you know what I mean, overall, the list for guys that...
Well, so who's won the most?
Walter Payton.
Who's won the most in the last, like, 10 years? Who's won the most Super Bowls?
Yeah, New England is the one model of not that, really, right? Right.
Well, yeah, and the game's different now than it was then, right? So when I can't speak to, you know, how do you build a team in the 60s, 70s, or 80s? I mean, it's 2019. The game's different. But the way that it's called is different.
Right, but the list would definitely be longer for teams ahead. It's one, you know what I mean? The four guys that have, or the eight guys that the Patriots have are the only other guys, right, on that list?
Well, I mean, you've got Seattle that did it with Marshawn Lynch and an auxiliary committee. You've got Pittsburgh, as you pointed out, that did it.
Who was any of those guys? He was a premier back, right?
Well, I mean, Marshawn Lynch didn't get every carry. Marshawn Lynch in the playoffs didn't even get 85% of the carries. That's why he retired after that. I mean, you got Denver. You've got like the Denver teams. Terrell Davis won, and then who won the second time around with the Broncos?
Well, it wasn't him, and then he got hurt, right? Who came after him? Guy got signed big after that too, right?
Yeah, well, that's kind of what I'm saying is that these systems are generating these big time numbers for these guys. Like Denver, for a while there, before even Clinton Portis, Denver was churning out 1,000-yard rusher after 1,000-yard rusher to begin with. It's just the way it is. The running game is important. The running back isn't.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I still think the list will be all right. And I just signed Le'Veon Bell, by the way. That's another reason why I'm sort of on that side of the argument.
Oh, you're a Jets fan?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha. So
that's a little different also, but anyway,
I gotcha.
Thanks for the time.
Yeah, you got it, man. Thanks, Matt. Now, to be fair, Le'Veon Bell is one of the top five backs that these eyes have ever seen. And Le'Veon Bell was part of a Pittsburgh Steelers offense that is also one of the top three or four offensive teams that I've ever seen. And that team didn't win anything. with Roethlisberger and Brown and Bell at the core, they didn't win anything. So how important is it? I don't know. Like, Saquon Barkley is probably the best guy going. Is he going to win a Super Bowl with the Giants when they're in full-on rebuild mode? It's just what I'm pointing out here. Now, I know that there's Walter Payton. I know that there's Emmitt Smith. I know that there's guys like that. But, I mean, you look at the teams, especially since the 80s. But, I mean, if you look recently, it's running back by committee all the way. You even look at some of those teams that had two-headed monsters. Even going back to the very earliest days of football when the Packers were like running that wishbone wing tee power sweep kind of stuff. A lot of different ball carriers. I can go back as far as you want to go. Brian, you look very thoughtful. What's going on back there? I hear the wheels turning.
No, I was just looking at some of those Denver running backs. Olandis Gary, Mike Anderson, Tatum Bell.
Olandis Gary, I think he got paid. I think he might have been the guy that Matt was talking about, because I think he ended up getting paid as a result of those.
He had 11 touchdowns 1 year.
See?
That Denver system was the Shanahan system. That's Tevin Coleman.
Beast.
He had his best year with Shanahan. Now he gets back with him. That's why it was kind of like, oh, is this guy really good, or is he just good in the system?
Right, exactly. Now, to be fair, how do we know? I would argue that it doesn't matter. I would argue that objectively, I can look with my eyeballs and see that Todd Gurley is one of the best backs I've ever seen. Adrian Peterson, one of the best backs I've ever seen. It's all of the second and third tier guys who keep winning the Super Bowls. Since when? How far back do we want to go? Like, since 2000? Since 1990? I mean, how far back do we want to go? That's my point with this. Especially now, if you're building a team for now, then there's no way that you should even consider doing, sorry, Matt, what the Jets did. There's a difference between being like, all right, Isaiah Crowell is not good enough to carry the mail, versus now it's time to, you know, spend whatever they spent, $35 million guaranteed and up to 61 or whatever on a running back. I don't know.
Here's the one thing with the Jets, though. I'll give this guy a little breather here. What did they have to lose?
Oh, nothing.
They haven't been in the playoffs. They still got the Patriots. They need as much help around Sam Darnold as possible. So, yeah, I don't think paying a running back big money is how you build a football team. But for the Jets, getting Le'Veon Bell could help Sam Darnold's career, and then maybe it'll be worth it just for that.
And from their perspective, too, I love this offseason in that it wasn't just a we're going to roll over and show our bellies to the Patriots offseason. Like, you get C.J. Mosley, arguably one of the top defensive free agents. I would say not arguably. He's one of the top defensive free agents who was available this year. Le'Veon Bell, probably the top offensive free agent. I mean, you look at the Jets, they went 2-for-2. I mean, that's kind of the way that it goes. So I'm not trying to speak negatively of the Jets in particular.
Oh, no. I'm just saying, for their case, if you can help Sam Darnold's career, and Le'Veon Bell should make life easier on him, and
right,
he can develop into a franchise quarterback, then this move is worth it just for that alone.
That's the truth. Now,
but that's not every team in the NFL. Now, the Eagles, it would have been, I feel like, a mistake to give Le'Veon Bell that kind of money.
Well, they just won a Super Bowl without Le'Veon Bell. They just won a Super Bowl with LeGarrette Blount and Jay Ajayi and Corey Clement, and, you know, that's the group. And I wouldn't call any of those guys elite level. I don't know why I always pick on Sam Congato, but he's always the guy that I think of when I think of, you know, people who produced big time and didn't have the ability to match. Like that 05 Green Bay season where he had 600 yards in part-time duty, 6 touchdowns, and everyone was like, okay, this is going to be the guy. Nope. Didn't end up happening that way. But Green Bay in 05 was a good-looking team, and Gatto was their guy due to injury. I mean, I think of all of... A guy who didn't come up when we were talking about this the other day. And Brian, was it you or Josh who was producing when I was talking about, like, the next tier down, like, not the elite-level running backs that we'd seen in that time period, like the Sean Alexanders and Deuce McAllisters? It must have been Josh. Amon Green was on that list. Like, there are a lot of guys who are really good who never won Super Bowls. And it's not their fault necessarily, but I mean, if you look at the things that you need to prioritize, they've been the things that the Eagles have been committed to prioritizing over the Howie Roseman tenure, and even a little bit going back to Chip Kelly, but mostly since Howie Roseman took back over, prioritizing the trenches, prioritizing the secondary, finding the quarterback, protecting the quarterback, and then everything else kind of falls into place secondarily. You don't ignore every other position, but certainly those are the positions that you prioritize.
I mean, the Doug Peterson era here and the Andy Reid era were the two best eras of Eagles football, and neither time did they have a go-to running back. They had Deuce, they had Westbrook, they had Corell Buchholter, mm-hmm. and when they won the Super Bowl, obviously committee as well. So I can't argue with your point here, Joe.
Well, I know. It feels bad. It feels like I'm punching down now. But I know that there are still people that'll say, like, you need to have an elite-level guy. I just don't think so. I would say the Super Bowls that you win with non-elite-level defenses, non-elite-level quarterbacks, that list is way smaller.
Yeah, I mean, if you can draft a guy and he turns out to be elite, that's amazing. Cool. That's awesome. But, I mean, you know, you don't have to go out in free agency and overpay for a guy. I feel like that's not the best way to go.
It's like the really weirdly badly delivered line in The Departed, and there weren't a ton of them. There weren't a ton of badly delivered lines in The Departed, but one of the weird ones, Jack Nicholson's character, is talking about, I look at a guy and I think, what can I use you for? That's what it is at the running. I need you to do a thing. My running backs need to be able to do all four of these things. Run the ball, pass protect, receive, don't fumble the ball. What can you do? I can do two of those. I can do one of those. Cool. You might have a spot in my beloved core here. That's what it is. Let's go to Brian and Broomall next on The Fanatic. Hey, Brian.
What's going on, gentlemen?
How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm hearing a lot of your callers, and everyone's so infatuated with the big names and the big marquee free agents. But if they haven't learned anything from 2 years ago, we won the Super Bowl, it's depth. It's depth. It's role players. And a guy like Spencer Ware, for example, who's a free agent, who knows Doug's system, who's only 27 years old, who's 5'10", 225 pounds. If you look at his numbers the year he was a starter in 2016, and we're not asking him to do that if he comes to Philly, but he put up 900 rushing yards, over 400 catching or receiving yards, and he averages a 4.6 yards per carry in his career. I mean, that's a guy that you bring in as a veteran back, and then you draft a guy, which they've done extensive homework on running backs already, like Travion Williams, David Montgomery,
sure,
Josh Jacobs, Miles Sanders. Another guy, like you just spoke about, building the trenches, which is most important, Josh Sitton from the Miami Dolphins, veteran left guard,
mm-hmm.
just got released by Miami.
Be a good Wisniewski replacement.
Absolutely, and that's what Howie's probably going to look for, a veteran guy, maybe who wants to win or sort of the end of his career, who's just going to be able to swing from a left to right guard if need be. That would be a great upgrade, and he's actually considered one of the better pass blockers as far as the guard position goes, with a whole offseason of rehabbing.
Sure, absolutely. Brian, I think that you've got your finger on the pulse of the way that things are going. Thanks for the phone call. And, I mean, it might not be exciting, some of the names that you brought up, but so, all right, just as an example, Joe, why do you not like Tevin Coleman where you might like Spencer Ware more when both of those guys have been in committees in the past? It's a worthwhile question. I'll tell you in 1 second. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station broadcasting from the Xfinity studios, only from Comcast. Here's why. I like D'Angelo Williams a lot more than I like Jonathan Stewart. I like Spencer Ware a lot more than I like Tevin Coleman. Why? It's because for guys in my committee, if you've proven that you can do the job, if there's no committee, you're way more valuable to my committee. Jonathan Stewart rarely did anything without D'Angelo Williams, but D'Angelo Williams did plenty when Jonathan Stewart was not in the picture. Tevin Coleman has never been the guy when Devontae Freeman wasn't around, when Ito Smith wasn't around. They have another Smith? Did they have Mike Smith as well as like their fourth string running back? I can't remember.
Brian Hill this year.
Oh, Brian Hill this year. Yes.
Yeah.
Who could forget? Brian Hill from Wyoming.
That's what I'm saying.
Nice pull.
We talked about him on Saturday. He couldn't break out of that committee.
That's the truth.
It was concerning for sure.
Yeah. On the flip side, though, right, you've got Spencer Ware, who's been part of a committee. And when he hasn't been part of a committee, he's put up big-time numbers. But it doesn't concern you at all when we're talking about system running backs that Kareem Hunt puts up huge numbers, and then he obviously has his issues. Spencer Ware comes in, was on his way to putting up those numbers, gets hurt, and then Damian Williams comes in and also puts up those numbers. Are you telling me that the Chiefs are that good at evaluating running back talent that they just went 3 for 3 on all those guys? Or is it maybe that you can out-scheme deficiencies in talent in certain positions? You can't out-scheme a corner who can't cover. You can't out-scheme a quarterback who can't read defense. You can't out-scheme a left tackle who can't keep up with Myles Garrett and can't keep up with, you know, DeMarcus Ware in his prime and Von Miller and all these other guys, right? You can't out-scheme that. The things you can't out-scheme, though, you should. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. So let's talk about these trades really quickly. The most attractive name for a lot of people seems to be the Chicago Bears, especially now that they made a signing at running back, Mike Davis. It seems that a lot of people are focused on pushing Jordan Howard out the door. And people are reporting that he might be on the trade block and everything else, especially with Davis signing a 2-year deal and the Bears working out running backs ahead of time, ahead of the draft. So I get it. But I'm trying to figure out, all of a sudden, why, if we're so excited about Jordan Howard, why all of a sudden he's not around and available for everybody? Like, last year was the first year that he wasn't a 1,000-yard rusher. And he still scored 9 touchdowns. You're trying to tell me that Tariq Cohen is going to take over that backfield so completely that he's going to be there every down back? Or have they shown that if you have Jordan Howard in there doing some things and Tariq Cohen doing some things, that maybe that's the way that you should actually do things? Because it's not like you're paying Jordan Howard, you know, mega, mega bucks. You're not even paying Jordan Howard $1 million. He's making $630,000 as a 5th-round pick in 2016. I would be surprised if this trade happened. Now, the Duke Johnson trade is a completely different animal altogether. This is something that will happen. Not necessarily to the Eagles, but Duke Johnson's going to get traded. Because Duke Johnson, I saw it from Hard Knocks, was such a Hugh Jackson favorite, it was ridiculous. He was so excited about Duke Johnson. And I don't know if anybody in the league is as excited about Duke Johnson as Hugh Jackson was. And now that the moves have been made, Nick Chubb looks like he is, if not the man, he's certainly a man in that backfield. And if Kareem Hunt is going to be active and moved off of that commissioner's exempt list, if he's going to be able to play, those are your two dudes, both of whom can do everything that you need a running back to do. Then you bring in a specialist or something like that. I know that Duke Johnson is a pass receiving specialist. I don't think that Cleveland will value him all that. I just don't know how many balls there are to go around. Certainly not when you have Jarvis Landry and Odell Beckham Jr. and David Njoku and, of course, the two backs that I just mentioned. I just don't think that there's going to be enough work for Duke Johnson. I see him getting moved. That's something that intrigues me a little bit, but depending on, you know, the Eagles and what their approach is with Darren Sproles and what they think Corey Clement is going to be, is unfortunately, and I don't mean to, you know, call up bad memories for people, but there's a reason that the average, you know, contract of an NFL running back is not very long. Is it possible that Corey Clement's career is like actually closer to being over than it is to being started with all of these injuries? Are the Eagles thinking that maybe Corey Clement's not going to be a part of their backfield moving forward and they do need another receiving back? Duke Johnson has proven that he can at least do that well. I don't know, things that we need to consider here. Because Duke Johnson would certainly be an upgrade probably over every back that the Eagles have at the moment. That's a trade that I could at least sink my teeth into, depending on what the cost would be. I know if you're the Eagles, you'd be dealing from a position of strength, because the Cleveland Browns, of course, do not have a whole lot of leverage in this spot when you have Kareem Hunt and you have Nick Chubb. Everybody knows that it's a crowded backfield. Somebody's got to go, and somebody's going to have to make an exit. It seems like Duke Johnson's going to be the odd man out there. It's just what my gut tells me. Jordan Howard would be a very surprising trade if it went down. I know that all the insiders are saying that it seems like it's going to happen. An NFL insider told me that Antonio Brown was getting shipped to Siberia and a first-round pick swap was going to happen. So, you know, I'll wait and see. It's just hard to, if a move doesn't make sense, it just seems like it doesn't happen. And Jordan Howard's been a very productive back for them over the course of his 3 years in Chicago. We'll see, though. Open phone line, 610-632-0975. What do you make of the Eagles' free agency so far? Really, one big signing with Malik Jackson. They make the trade for DeSean Jackson. He comes home to Philadelphia. He's already working on Mac Hollins to try to get that number 10 jersey back. And obviously, we'll keep you posted to see if you need to get another jersey or if you can pull the DeSean Jackson jerseys out of the closet as is. Is there a... this would be an interesting service that the Eagles would offer. A jersey conversion kind of thing where you could send in your DeSean Jackson 10 if he had to move to 11 or something.
The NBA actually does that.
Or not 11.
The NBA does that.
Does it? Okay.
Yeah, within a year. If a player moves within a year, you can go get your jersey changed.
So for a new jersey?
To a different player.
Oh, for a different player.
Yeah.
Okay. So I want to know if he has
or
to
a jersey
win.
Exchange of some sort. Maybe if you have like LeBron, Lakers, and he gets traded somewhere.
Okay.
You can trade it in
that.
For wherever the team.
I want to know if I can bring out my old DeSean Jackson number 10 if he ends up wearing, I'm trying to think of what jerseys are open, number 80 or something like that. Like, is that a possibility? Are they going to switch the one with an 8 for me?
Yeah.
That'd be a nice one.
Or if you have a Hunter Pence jersey, you can change it to Harper. Let's go eat.
Yeah, you just switch out a couple of those letters, save the R's and everything else. 610-632-0975, open phone lines. We're going to dig into some more stuff, NFL free agency. And, of course, we have plenty more to talk about elsewhere in the sports world as well. This is the Joe Torty Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
There's a place in Pennsylvania where the aroma of freshly baked bread takes you back to a kinder, gentler time. A time when families still gather together to enjoy a handmade tomato pie. When traditional recipes and fresh ingredients combined for an authentic old-world taste. That time and place still exist at Corpolese Bakery and Deli. Since 1924, the Corpolese family has been sharing their favorite foods and flavors with their favorite Philadelphians. Hand-carved deli meats and cheeses, freshly baked breads, rolls, cookies, pies, and more. And of course, the world-famous Corpolese tomato pie, voted best in Philadelphia in 2014. Corpolese Bakery and Deli in Norristown, Limerick, and Douglasville, where four generations of pride go into everything they make, including hoagie and party trays, specialty cakes, and stromboli. Take yourself back to a better time at Corpolese Bakery and Deli, where nostalgia isn't just a word, it's an ingredient. Learn more at CorpoliseBakery.com.
Hey, it's Jason Martinez for Window Nation. Spring is close and the temperatures are warming. Are your windows tough to open? Cracked? Drafty? All signs that you need new windows. Spring into action now for huge Window Nation savings. Get two free windows for every two you buy. Buy four, get four free. No limit. Plus, get a house full of windows for only $69 a month. Not only do you get two free windows for every two you buy, but you're also getting brand new energy efficient Window Nation windows installed for just about $2 a day. Think about that. It's less than a cup of coffee or a gallon of gas or milk. Now's the time to take advantage of this limited time event. Window Nation offers over 1,500 custom window and door style combinations designed and engineered to tame our wild weather conditions, all with A+ Better Business Bureau rating. It just doesn't get any better. Buy two windows, get two free, no limit. Plus, get a full house of windows for as low as $69 a month. Hurry, this offer won't last long. So call Window Nation at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
Home prices have gone up by 50% in the last 6 years. However, it seems values are peaking. You've probably also heard the Federal Reserve has raised the Fed funds rate four times in 2018 alone, but mortgage rates have actually dropped by half a point since late last fall. Maybe it's time to put that equity to work, like paying off very high credit cards, student loans, or remodel your house. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Let us put you in a position to do any of these things with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan, whether it's conventional, FHA, or VA. We'll pay your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. Or maybe you just want to refinance out of your mortgage insurance. All it takes is a five-minute phone call to see how we can save you thousands of dollars a year. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669. 888-455-3669.
Westland Financial Corp is licensed by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania Department of Banking and NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
I'm Tom Kalish from K11 Socks. Whether it's technology or products that make our lives more comfortable, innovation is constantly improving everything. But socks, they haven't changed in 50 years. Traditional sock brands make socks in one size fits all or just a couple of sizes to fit every size foot. At Kane 11, we think it's time somebody innovated the sock industry. So we make socks in 11 individual sizes, from 7 to 17, to fit each size foot perfectly. You won't believe what wearing a pair of socks in your exact size feels like until you try them. It's quite remarkable. After all, your feet hold up your whole body, and the better your socks fit, the better your feet are going to feel all day. Our socks are crafted in the USA with fine-gauge merino wool in the perfect weight and cushioning. And our styles? Well, they're designed to work with anything you wear. So step up to the next innovation and try a pair of Kane 11s. See what Esquire, Men's Health, and Golf Digest are all raving about.
Save 20% off your first order at Kane11.com. That's K-A-N-E-1-1.com. Kane11.com.
Philadelphia, let's get ready to rumble on Friday, March 15th. It's World Championship Boxing as Philly's own Kevin Farmer defends his super featherweight title against undefeated John O'Carroll at the Leah Curtis Center. In a co-feature, Olympic gold medalist Irish Katie Taylor defends her world titles with undefeated champ Rose Vellante. Also on the card, Gabe Rosado, Hank Lundy, Avery Sparrow. For tickets, go to LeahCurtisCenter.com.
Here's a quick way you could save money in the new year. Switch to Geico, and the Fanatic is giving a quick way to listen to Philly's best sports using your Amazon Echo. First, enable the skill one time by saying, Alexa, enable 975 The Fanatic. And then you say, Alexa, open 975 The Fanatic. Now you get the voice of the Philly sports fan anywhere. You have an Amazon Echo. And when you're done listening to 97.5 The Fanatic in the car, switch to your Amazon Echo. And switch to Geico if you need help with homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance. Visit geico.com today.
Luck is on your side during Aaron's Lucky Days, because just $1 gets you started leasing to own a Philips 75-inch TV, a beautiful living room set, a high-end GE washer and dryer, and more. It's really easy, with no credit needed, stress-free approvals, and free delivery and setup. From March 11th through the 17th, visit a participating store or Aaron's.com and get started with just $1 during Aaron's Lucky Days. Most stores open on Sundays. Transaction advertises a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Let's observe the inflatable noodle man. His constant undulating entices people to look at me, look at me. He's tireless and brainless. A literal airhead. Curiously, however, the inflatable noodle man, when hearing that Geico not only saves people money, but also has an award-winning app that makes it easy to manage one's policy, he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Just ask an inflatable noodle man. Carefully, they are unpredictable creatures.
Yo, we driving, yeah. Uh-huh. We living our best life and my car smells fresh.
Yeah,
but we weren't always thriving, it was you, girl.
I told you so.
Who pointed out that smell?
That's right.
Now it's all fun, the odor's gone, Febreze car works so well. Come on, keep driving, let's go.
Oh boy, your car smells
Febreze
nice.
Car, yeah, yeah, let's go.
That's right.
No more odors in my ride now, let's go.
Oh yeah, we made it so
Febreze
nice.
Febreze car, keep riding, let's go. And now the world can say.
Breathe happy Febreze.
La 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 la.
Are you or someone you love one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help you get started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. visit today.
This is Ron Jaworski. When is the last time you checked your water heater? It's not something you think about every day, and probably not even on your radar. But if you could avoid a flooded basement or go without hot water for days, you would, right? Go to BradfordWhite.com and go to the Customers tab and click on Homeowners. In that section, there's a Find Your Model and Serial Number tab. You will see exactly how to determine what kind of shape your water heater is in and if you are due for a replacement. Visit BradfordWhite.com today.
Sports Talk for Mayfair and all of Philadelphia.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back to the Joe Torti Show, 97.5, The Fanatic. Taking you up until midnight this evening. Brian McLaughlin is producing. Just over an hour in the books, plenty more to go. Interesting, by the way, I was sure. When a player goes and asks a team to come out and sign him or trade for him or whatever, like, that's usually a pretty decent lock that the player's going to go there. I spit out whatever I was drinking. Well, no big secret. I was drinking water. I spit it out when I saw that Earl Thomas was signing with the Baltimore Ravens instead of the Dallas Cowboys. I found myself thinking, the NFC East is getting worse. I mean, the Giants, who, by the way, I considered the Giants before the Odell Beckham Jr. trade to be a little bit of a sleeping giant, to pardon the pun, where if they got a quarterback in place, the Giants were the team that could be the scariest, the fastest. And now, literally, it's gotten so bad in New York that the GM, Dave Gettleman, after the Odell Beckham Jr. trade, has to come out and tell people that they actually have a plan. For perspective, how often do the Baltimore Ravens or the New England Patriots, how often do these teams have to come out and be like, just so you guys know, we have a plan. We're not just doing things all willy-nilly. So I'm sitting here thinking, you just committed to Odell Beckham Jr. You've been talking about how you didn't sign him to that contract to trade him. And like the 17th pick in the draft is so important that you've got to be able to, you know, get Jabril Peppers and Kevin Zeitler. Like, I don't know. I don't understand. I just truly don't get how this could have happened.
I'll say this. It's a repeat of what I said at my postseason presser. We didn't sign Odell to trade him, okay? So I know that's all over the place. So understand that, and that's all I need to say about that.
Dave, quick question. Can you say a little bit more about that now, please?
That's a cold take right there.
Holy smokes. Oh, I mean, like, look, here's the thing. I believe that you think that you have a plan, but everything that you have done suggests that you don't have a plan. You have Saquon Barkley, who's going to be in his second year. You have Odell Beckham Jr., who you just locked up to a long-term deal. And yet, you're deciding that you want to hold on to Eli Manning, but you're rebuilding, so you're going to trade Odell Beckham Jr. Like, literally nothing about any of the things that the Giants have decided have been correct. Because I know if my producer, Brian McLaughlin, were running the New York Giants, and he weren't an Eagles sleeper agent, and he was actually trying to help the Giants win, the two orders of business that they did, he would have made the opposite move. He would have been like, Eli, thank you so much. It's time for your Ring of Honor ceremony. Unless you want to continue playing, you're going to go play somewhere else because we're done with you. And you're not trading Odell Beckham Jr.
Well, I mean, if you were going to trade Odell Beckham Jr., last year, before you signed him to the monster contract, was the time, because you probably could have gotten more. You probably could have gotten two first-round picks plus, and then you could have used those to go up and get a quarterback, and you still could have got Saquon if you needed him that badly. I just think, I don't know what this guy's doing. However, if they were to trade for Josh Rosen, would you think differently? Or he doesn't do it for you?
He doesn't do it for me. And not for the reasons that a lot of people say, like, oh, I don't know how much this guy loves football, whatever. It's not that. It's like, I just watch him, and I'm like, if they're so willing to go to Kyler Murray, for instance, this year after 1 year, I get bringing in your own guys or whatever, but that's really early to give up on a young quarterback.
And I'm just based off our conversation here tonight, I'm assuming that you would have taken a quarterback with their pick last year at the Giants. Or would you go with Saquon?
I would have gone with Saquon last year. I think that it's important that in this three-year span, you ended up with a quarterback at some point. So either the year before Saquon, Saquon's year, or this year. So now I'm concerned that why would they waste their time keeping Eli Manning at this point? Like, that's the biggest thing.
I have no idea what they're doing with Eli. They could have brought in Tyrod Taylor and for a bridge and just drafted a guy this year if they really wanted to.
What happened with the Browns could easily have happened with the Giants. Easily.
Yeah, could have.
And yet, here we are.
And the Odell, and they're getting a major cap, dead cap this year.
Yeah.
So it's not even really helping them.
No.
I mean, yeah, they're off of it next year, but Odell is an elite wide receiver in the prime of his career.
So, anyway, that's what's going on with the Giants. Washington has kind of been all over the place. Some of their moves have been pretty good. Some of them have been... I'm surprised that they were able to get Adrian Peterson back at the rate that they got him back. I think that that's a really good move, actually, because while I don't think that Adrian Peterson is going to be a bell cow running back moving forward, I do think that pairing him with Darius Geis, you have the ability to do some things with that backfield. But the question is always going to remain what's going to happen at quarterback, obviously, with Alex Smith not looking likely to play this season. What are you going to do? Washington's quarterback situation is a mess right now. When you're talking about bringing people in to compete with Colt McCoy, you've got serious problems. Like that's a big-time issue. And then you've got Dallas, who lost one of their more effective players to Buffalo and Cole Beasley. Once again, I've talked about this before. If you have the ability to game the system, do it. Cole Beasley was one of those players that really let Dallas game the system and beat up on slot corners and slow linebackers and things like that. They're not going to have that advantage anymore. People who are saying the sky is falling because the Eagles aren't going out and burning up free agency, don't worry. The other teams are just burning their houses down. That's what we're turning into here. Then that's what we're really seeing. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. Mark Constant tweeted in a little while ago. I'm sorry that I'm just getting into it now. Right now, we lost Hicks, Bennett, Tate, Jernigan, Wisniewski, and Foles. Added D-Jax and Malik Jackson. Seems to me we aren't better off yet. Okay, fair enough. But think about all of the guys that you listed. Nick Foles was not going to contribute this year because Carson Wentz is the starting quarterback of the Eagles. Steven Wisniewski, for whatever reason, can't hang on to his job because they really badly want Isaac Seumalo to be in his spot. Tim Jernigan, his injury history is what forced him from the team, or he'd still be with the Eagles. Golden Tate was a full-on bust as a trade. Michael Bennett is the one really big head scratcher, unless it was strictly from a salary perspective, and Jordan Hicks hasn't been able to contribute for you any of the last 2 years. Not that bad. If you replace Golden Tate with DeSean Jackson, I think a lot of people would take that. If you replace beat up Tim Jernigan with Malik Jackson, I think a lot of people would take that. You're looking at linebacker help. I would anticipate that that's going to be a big target on day one of the NFL draft for the Philadelphia Eagles. And I would anticipate that that's going to kind of be the way that things go. What do you think of the Eagles free agent moves thus far? Is there a name that you see that they missed out on that you're disappointed in? For a lot of people, it was Tevin Coleman. And I talked about this at length to begin the show, that Tevin Coleman is not a guy who wildly excites me. And it's because he's been given every opportunity to really seize the backfield, hasn't done it. Just from an eye test perspective, very good catcher of the football, not as strong in any of the other categories, running, pass protection, he's way below average. Running the football, nothing special. I mean, there's a lot. There's a lot of those things that you look at and you think, okay, this guy's not earth-shattering. And I was surprised to see that these were the same people who really poo-pooed the idea of Mark Ingram being a realistic option when Mark Ingram does a lot of the LeGarrette Blount, Jay Ajayi type things that made the Eagles very successful during their Super Bowl run. So I was surprised to see that there was a relative lack of interest in Mark Ingram, but be that as it may, that's just the way that things have shaken out at this point. By the way, I know a Dallas Cowboys fan was on the line earlier, dropped off. I was looking forward to talking to him about Dallas's moves and their big free agent signing. Did you see who the Cowboys signed?
They signed a big fullback today.
Yeah, well, is he a fullback? I saw him listed as a tight end, too. Either way, all you need to know is that he is a college basketball player / minor league baseball player who I saw.
Yeah.
I think it's Southeastern Oklahoma University, but I'm not positive. Don't quote me on that. I was like, what can this guy do? Maybe he's a deep ball threat, jump ball guy. The thing that I saw in the preseason was a 1 yard catch and a fumble against Oakland. That was what I saw.
Nice.
So, good job.
I got Jason Witten back, so all is right with the world.
I think that's a bigger move for ESPN.
Yes, and our ears.
Oh, just
our
kidding.
Ears.
Oh, that wasn't right. I'm sorry. That wasn't right. Let's go to Chris and Pensauken next on the Fanatic. What's up, Chris?
Hey, how you doing, Joe?
Doing great. What's going on, Chris?
Remember what I told you a couple nights ago? And you didn't think he was going to get that much money, John Brown?
Uh-huh.
I told you, man. They just get sick money. You thought he was going to get $5 million. He got $9 million.
Cleaned up. He sure did.
And know what? It's all good. I'm not upset. I'm not going crazy like everybody else is. But this is what I would do. I would move, I don't even know how to pronounce his name, the left guard.
Sayamalu?
To Brooks's spot until he's healthy enough to play. If he's not healthy. If he's healthy, of course, you play.
Right.
Because supposedly he got out of his boot today or something. Mailata, I'd put him right next to Peters at guard, and I'd get his feet wet at least for preseason.
Idea.
I mean, it's an easier spot. He's right next to the guy. It's going to teach him the way. Let's get the guy in. Let's see what we got. And let's be realistic. The writing's on the wall. Howie, for some reason, whether you like it or you don't like it, he doesn't value the running back position. The last time they hit was Shady, and that wasn't his pick. That was Andy Reid's pick. So let's just do, like, know when you knew back in the day when nobody told you but your girlfriend in high school cheated on you and you just knew it?
But you just, man.
Well, that's what the Eagles are going to do. Just go get Spencer West or whatever he is, the running back from Kansas City that Doug knows.
Sure, Spencer.
Bring him in. Yeah, he can catch. He can block a little bit. Injuries are a concern, but you get him cheap. He made like 2 years, $3.6 million. And Carson Wentz, unfortunately for you, your GM and your coach put you on the spot, and I like the kid, but I've been saying it since day one, Joe, and everybody's in kill me, even in my own house, because he can do no wrong in my house. They're all against me. I'm like the guy that's throwing water all over the windows. He can't throw a long ball. So if you can't hit DeSean Jackson, because he's going to have to throw the ball 35 times a game with that running attack, I hope he comes up big because he don't get hurt, because this year is his cash-in year, man. I just don't understand. Like Corey Clement, that's another one I get ripped on by my oldest one because he frequents our college down in Glassboro a lot. Mm-hmm. He can't play. He can't play. He got injured. He's the 45th guy on the 53-man roster. He's a special teamer, and he's a guy that can fill in a spot when somebody gets injured. Him, Ajayi, love Sproles. Hey, Sproles, here's an Eagles rocking chair with your number on it. And just cut tight, and let's just go with something new. And I'm not looking for to spend any money, but and go in the draft and take your shot at your fourth-round draft pick like you usually do when it doesn't work out. And we're still going to go to the playoffs, Joe. We got too much talent.
I agree, Chris. Thanks for the phone call on a lot of it. I disagree on some points. For example, like I think Corey Clement can play if he's healthy. I don't know if he's going to be able to get healthy or not. I think Carson Wentz is better at throwing a deep ball than a lot of people say. I'm not saying that he's an elite-level guy, but I remember distinctly, and I'll have to pull it up. I'll have to see if I can find it. The only complicated part is that it's an article from The Athletic, so not everybody can read it. But it broke into the differences, comparatively speaking, between Nick Foles and Carson Wentz. Does Nick Foles get rid of the ball faster? Does he have better deep ball accuracy and things like that? And the numbers bear it out that both of those guys, while being below the average in terms of deep balls, like literally if the deep ball completion percentage was like 36% Wentz was at like 34% and Foles was at like 33.5%. There's no difference. Like, they're not great. You know, they're not Phillip Rivers or Ben Roethlisberger, the guys who like connect on the deep ball all the time, but they're not. It's not like there's one guy who's way better than the other between Foles and Wentz at connecting on the deep ball. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. Now, it's funny that that this comes up because Ryan Field of ABC in New York, as if he heard Brian McLaughlin's question to me, Giants would explore a trade for Cardinals quarterback Josh Rosen if he's made available per ESPN. And then our own former host, and you hear him all the time on or read him all the time at NJ.com, is Matt Lombardo, said, which the table was set for when they traded Odell Beckham. So I guess that's how you rebuild, as you go really young everywhere. But hanging on to Eli Manning now just still doesn't make any sense. I don't get it.
I like Rosen more than most people. I think Rosen would be the best quarterback in this class.
In this draft class?
Yes. If he, I mean, coming out of UCLA. I do.
Well, let's think. So I am not a Drew Locke guy. I know a lot of people are Drew Locke guys. I am not a Drew Locke guy.
Reminds me of Blaine Gabbert or something.
Right.
I don't know why.
All those Chase Daniel, yeah. All those Missouri guys do the same stuff. I've said that before, that I have total biases based on where people go to school, 100%.
I do too.
But like Daniel Jones, I'm intrigued by a little bit at Duke. I am up and down on Dwayne Haskins. I wonder, because that Ohio State offense just gets people open, and I'm worried about him a little bit.
A lot of checkdowns too for him.
A lot of checkdowns, yeah. I would say that he's a way above average defense as a reader, but I don't know how much of that is due to the reads from Urban Meyer's kind of offense setup. Who are the other top quarterbacks in this? Kyler Murray is probably the most polarizing guy, right? He's going to end up being Patrick Mahomes in terms of somebody's going to really, really like him and take him really high. It just depends on whether he goes first. I'll say this. With all due respect to both Lamar Jackson and Michael Vick, that is the fastest man I've ever seen play the quarterback position. He's like shot out of a freaking cannon.
Yeah, and he's got a much better arm than Lamar Jackson.
Right.
Vick had a cannon.
Yes, but he's probably more accurate than Vick.
I mean, that baseball background, you see, you would think if you're going for Kyler Murray, you're thinking you're getting Russell Westbrook, hopefully. Or Russell Wilson.
Yep.
My bad.
No, yep. I'm with you. I did that all the time.
Russell Westbrook.
All the time I used to do
he's
that.
In the news. That's why he's on my brain. Exactly Russell Wilson, right. You're thinking you're getting a baseball player. Murray was electric at Oklahoma.
Yep.
I mean, his arm was
very short period of time, though.
Very short period of time, yes. Well, only 1 year.
Yeah. So, I mean.
But I think Rosen would still be above him. In this class,
Jarrett Stidham, that dude from Auburn, I don't like him a little bit when I saw him.
No, I don't like the kid from Duke.
You do not like him? Okay.
I have no interest in him.
Will Greer.
I went to West Virginia, and no.
Hard no.
I mean, if you could want to groom him for a little while, but not anytime soon.
Ryan Finley. You're right. It's not a great class.
It's not a great class, and it depends if you like Marion Haskins or not.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah,
or, you know, you brought Drew Locke up. I know some people like him more than others, but
he's been getting a lot, like, in my circle of people that I talk to about sport, like, Drew Locke comes up. I'm like,
For some reason, I keep saying Denver to him. I don't know what it is. He just looks like a guy Elway would go after. I don't know why. Did they draft a quarterback from Missouri before?
No, it's because...
Who did he draw? Cutler.
It's because the Houston guy that they drafted is the same guy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What was his name?
Cutler was from Vanderbilt, too. But it just kind of reminds me of that. And that was Mike Shanahan.
Oh, my God. Who was the guy from Houston? They just... The big guy. The really
Osweiler.
No, it wasn't him. Oh, my gosh. This is going to kill me. Hold on. Denver first round. This is really good radio.
Brock Osweiler, right? No, he wasn't in the first round. No, the Paxton Lynch.
Paxton Lynch is the same guy as Drew Locke.
Yes.
That's why.
Yeah, they're just all the same.
They're the same guy. Oh, man, that feels so much better now.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Brian.
Nothing's worse than not knowing something on the tip of your tongue.
Like but the feeling, like, that feeling of having it revealed or remembering it is, like, right next to getting the popcorn kernel out of your teeth in terms of, like, the sheer relief.
That's you know amazing. What's even worse? There were people in this city that wanted Paxton Lynch over Carson Wentz.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, because people watched him because they paid attention to Temple. That was when Temple was getting, like, national notoriety. And they said, oh, yeah, well, you know, Paxton Lynch plays for a big program. Carson Wentz plays for a little program.
He was highly rated for a while there, Paxton Lynch.
I'm actually a little surprised that he didn't work out, to be completely honest with you.
Yeah.
From an eye test perspective, watching him accused, I'm a little surprised that he didn't work out. But, you know, that's the way it goes.
He was at Memphis, right?
Memphis, yeah. It wasn't Houston. It was Memphis, Paxton Lynch. So, 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. On Twitter, it's at Joe Torti, at 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm all over the place here when it comes to former mediocre quarterbacks. 6'7", Paxton Lynch was. So the Twitter notifications and reactions that we've gotten, it's a lot more negative on Twitter. This is going to shock you. It's been a lot more negative on Twitter than it's been on the phones. There have been a lot of people that are concerned about the Eagles' approach to free agency thus far. There are still people available. I talked about Ronald Darby, not solidified yet. Eric Berry, I'd be intrigued by, depending on the cost. Jay Ajayi, technically still available. I mean, there are guys to fill in these holes. And the cool part is that some of these guys are getting released. So, you know, those teams don't get compensatory picks for them. I don't think that they fit into the compensatory pick formula for you either if you sign somebody who's cut. I have to double check on that, but I don't believe that that's the case. So if you're signing Eric Berry, if you're signing Zach Brown, if you're signing, these guys don't count in your compensatory pick formula, which I know is all important now to Howie Roseman.
Well, with Foles, it is a big deal because at least they can say, hey, we got this for Nick Foles.
Exactly.
So it is kind of important. They'll probably get the number one compensatory pick and the Patriots right behind them, I would assume. Foles' contract was the biggest, I'm assuming.
I'm assuming that too.
I don't know how
to go back and look. But
I know the Patriots got a boatload as well, but yeah, you're right.
So the other problem is that the compensatory pick formula is a total mystery. So it used to be at the very beginning of the compensatory pick formula, it was like if somebody signed your dude to like a $90 million contract and your biggest contract was like $25 million, those would cancel out. And then they'd just keep going down until you lost more free agents than you actually signed. And then that's how they dish out the compensatory picks. It's gotten considerably more complex and complicated because that's stupid. If you lose a guy to a $90 million contract, you shouldn't be penalized for signing some guy to a $20 million contract. So we'll see. I would assume that the Eagles are going to be very well compensated in the compensatory pick selection unless they go mega and sign somebody in the later stages of free agency here. Let's see. 610-632-0975. More of your phone calls next. It's the Joe Torti Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Jason Martinez here to tell you about my guys at Natural Lawn. When my kids are running around in the yard, I want to make sure that what I put on my lawn is safe. That usually comes at the expense of keeping it really green and healthy. Well, Natural Lawn of America uses safer, organic-based lawn care products that actually reduce the amount of chemical used on your lawn. And with Natural Lawn, you don't have to sacrifice beauty for safety. So I'll get a greener lawn, and I don't have to be worried about my kids running around in it. For over 25 years, Natural Lawn has been recognized as the leader in organic-based lawn care. And for as many years as I can remember, Mikey Miss has been telling me to use them. Whether you live in PA or New Jersey, Natural Lawn's customized treatments will give you the lush green lawn you've always wanted. For a limited time, Natural Lawn is offering $100 off their full-service program. That's $100 off. Call Natural Lawn today for a greener lawn with fewer weeds and tell them Jason sent you. Call 855-LAWN-CARE. That's 855-LAWN-CARE. Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
The winter nights are long and cold, so come and warm up at Creekside Cabaret, Montgomery County's premier destination for upscale adult entertainment. To see more, check out Creekside Cabaret's online calendar to find out about all of their featured performers and awesome events. This month only, come celebrate Vinny's Birthday Bash on Thursday, March 14th, featuring a select open bar and 58-inch smart TV giveaway. Don't forget, you can start your night off right with Creekside Cabaret's Hotter Happy Hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. for great times and great specials, including $2 domestic beers, $3 imports, and $3 mixed drinks.
Ladies, looking for a new work opportunity? Apply online today at creeksidecabaret.com for an exciting upscale work environment with flexible hours. No experience necessary. Only at Creekside Cabaret. Open every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 p.m. to 2 a.m. at Montgomery County's only true gentleman's club, 3225 Advance Lane, right off 309 in Hatfield. Online at creeksidecabaret.com.
Hey, it's Jason Martinez for Window Nation. Spring is close and the temperatures are warming. Are your windows tough to open? Cracked? Drafty? All signs that you need new windows. Spring into action now for huge Window Nation savings. Get two free windows for every two you buy. Buy four, get four free. No limit. Plus, get a house full of windows for only $69 a month. Not only do you get two free windows for every two you buy, but you're also getting brand new energy-efficient Window Nation windows installed for just about $2 a day. Think about that. It's less than a cup of coffee or a gallon of gas or milk. Now's the time to take advantage of this limited time event. Window Nation offers over 1,500 custom window and door style combinations designed and engineered to tame our wild weather conditions, all with A+ Better Business Bureau rating. It just doesn't get any better. Buy two windows, get two free, no limit. Plus, get a full house of windows for as low as $69 a month. Hurry, this offer won't last long. So call Window Nation at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
Let Sport Clips Haircuts upgrade your day. During the month of March, get $5 off the Double MVP experience via text message when you check in online or with the Sport Clips app. That means after your fresh cut, you'll get double the massaging shampoo and legendary hot steam towel. Then we'll give you $5 off. It's a win-win. The Sport Clips app. Download, check in, and cut the wait. Mobile opt-in required to receive discount code. Offer expires 3/31/19. See terms at sportclips.com/thank you.
Everybody, Anthony Gargano here to talk to you about the most convenient, affordable way to help with your cleanup.
Yeah, the Bagster.
I love this product, a 3-cubic yard dumpster in a bag. Sold at Home Depot, Lowe's, and local home improvement stores. And for only $29.99. Whatever your cleanup plans are, I'm telling you, the Bagster bag can take it on. Buy it. Fill it and it's gone. This is Anthony Gargano telling you to clean it up the Bagster. Dumpster in the back.
Philadelphia, let's get ready to rumble. On Friday, March 15th, it's World Championship Boxing as Philly's own Kevin Farmer defends his super featherweight title against undefeated John O'Carroll at the Leah Kouris Center. In the co-feature, Olympic gold medalist Irish Katie Taylor defends her world titles with undefeated champ Rose Belante. Also on the card, Gabe Rosado, Hank Lundy, Avery Sparrow. For tickets, go to LeahKourisCenter.com.
Here's a quick way you could save money in the new year. Switch to Geico, and the Fanatic is giving a quick way to listen to Philly's best sports using your Amazon Echo. First, enable the skill one time by saying, Alexa, enable 975 The Fanatic. And then you say, Alexa, open 975 The Fanatic. Now you get the voice of the Philly sports fan anywhere. You have an Amazon Echo. And when you're done listening to 97.5 The Fanatic in the car, switch to your Amazon Echo. And switch to Geico if you need help with homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance. Visit Geico.com today.
And now a message from Puffs Plus Lotion Tissues. Coughing and sneezing aren't the season's worst flaw. It's the ordinary tissues that can leave noses raw. With each little wipe, they can leave noses red. So do your sniffer a favor. Buy Puffs Plus Lotion instead. Puffs have lotion to soothe and are soft on your nose. You'll feel the difference with each of your blows. Especially during cold and flu season, a nose in need deserves Puffs indeed.
You're that famous actress. You must travel so much. What's the best site for hotel deals?
Hilton.com.
No. One with crazy savings.
Hilton.com. With their price match guarantee, if you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off.
No, one with lots of options.
Hilton.com has 16 top hotel brands. Hampton, Hilton Garden Inn, Waldorf Astoria.
Hilton.com. You should totally do their commercials.
Expect better. Expect Hilton.
You're good.
I know. Thank you.
Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com.
Are you or someone you love one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help you get started. Visit MichaelJFox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
Luck is on your side during Aaron's Lucky Days, because just $1 gets you started leasing to own a Philips 75-inch TV, a beautiful living room set, a high-end GE washer and dryer, and more. It's really easy, with no credit needed, stress-free approvals, and free delivery and setup. From March 11th through the 17th, visit a participating store or Aaron's.com and get started with just $1 during Aaron's Lucky Days. Most stores open on Sundays. Transaction advertises a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Can you code or know somebody who loves to code, eat food, code, sleep, code? Have you dreamt of being a full-stack developer since you A, watched the net with Sandra Bullock, B, laid your eyes on that sweet Atari 400 your dad brought home, or C, were hooked when you wrote your very first program for that cherry Commodore 64? If so, Beasley Media Group is looking for a full-stack developer right now. Go to bbgi.com/full-stack-developer to apply. Still wish I had that Atari.
Wake up with Alexa. And 97.5, The Fanatic.
Set an alarm on Alexa. Then after it goes off, say,
Alexa, open 97.5, The Fanatic.
Now playing 97.5, The Fanatic.
Wake up and catch up on the latest Philly sports news on The Fanatic at 5. And Farzetta and Trey in the morning at 6.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Winston suspended for the first three regular season games. Fitzpatrick going deep to Deshaun Jackson on the first play from scrimmage. The former Eagle is inside the 10 and takes it all the way, 75 yards for a Buccaneers touchdown.
Yeah, Kenny, do we have to bring up those painful memories? Kenny Albert, come on, man. Going to be happy to see him back, though. It is the Joe Torti Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, sound courtesy of Fox Sports. Brian McLaughlin is producing. A couple of things that I wanted to note. There, even though a lot of people like the Gene Segura trade, there was much wringing of hands about J.P. Crawford, about selling low on J.P. Crawford. Just so you know, the Mariners sent him down to the minors today. So there's that to think about. It's not like the Mariners have an opening or anything. You know, because they traded their starting shortstop, that they might give a kid a benefit of the doubt now. So he's at the minors. I'm intrigued a little bit by something that that Brian, my producer, was talking about earlier with respect to the Browns winning free agency and therefore becoming favorites. And it made me think of the Eagles in 2011 versus 2010. In 2010, if you remember, the Eagles were kind of in the wake of the T.O. scandal, still the rebuilding process after that. There was still the shadow of that over the organization. And the Eagles kind of took people by surprise in 2010, making the playoffs, winning the division at 10-6, and then losing in the wild card game 21-16 to the Green Bay Packers. And then after that, the 2011 season was kind of the dream team season. And the combination of heightened expectations, being like, okay, well, Michael Vick can play. He takes over as the starting quarterback. He's going to be the guy moving forward. He has a good connection with Deshaun Jackson. Asante Samuel is continuing to do things at a high level. When you bring in the dream team, it's more than just like all these guys didn't work out. Like, don't get me wrong, Nnamdi Asamoah probably was never as good as we thought that he was. Right, like people just didn't know because Oakland stunk. They heard that this Asamoah guy might be good, so let's just throw it the other way because I know that we can beat Stanford Rout, for instance, or Walter McFadden. Man, that is excellent secondary Oakland Raiders knowledge. Got to pat myself on the back for that one. However, there's just no way to think that all of these personnel changes that the Eagles made, the dream team moves, that all of them were bad. Just doesn't make any sense, right? You get Cullen Jenkins, you get Nnamdi Asamoah, you get Vince Young. Like, all of these guys stink now, everybody. Or is it maybe that when you do kind of storm onto the scene and then you add big-time pieces, that sometimes the pressure to perform gets to you and you're not able to meet the new heightened expectations? Is it that hard to see that with the Cleveland Browns? Is it that hard? Like, they stormed onto the scene last year. People knew that they weren't going to be winless again. But the Cleveland Browns were one of the most entertaining teams to watch in the NFL, period, end, full stop, by the end of the season. They're not taking anybody by surprise anymore at this point. And they've added all of these other guys. It makes me wonder if the pressure of heightened expectations is going to get to Cleveland. Because they've, when's the last time Cleveland was the team to beat in any kind of division? I can't remember the last time. Maybe when Derek Anderson was the quarterback, coming off of their like playoff Pro Bowl, like that whole season. Braylon Edwards, I think, was in the picture. It's been a little while. Oh, Kelly Holcomb, of course. Who could forget that name? Good dig, Brian. You just go down the list on the big jersey, the list of all those quarterback names. Fry is one of my favorites. That was, oh. We'll have to like do a funeral for that jersey now that they found Baker Mayfield and everything else. But the point is, I know that a lot of people are excited for the Browns. I'm not crowning them anything yet because I was sure that the Eagles were going to the Super Bowl. They were there not long ago. They shored up all the pieces that they had to get, and the team imploded. It's a cautionary tale for free agency. God, I was so excited about Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie. I was so excited.
That team was just a disaster.
Oh, yeah.
Colin Jenkins was fighting with Andy Reid on the sidelines. I never saw Andy Reid get in an argument with anybody in all his time here in Philadelphia. And Colin Jenkins comes to town in the Dream Team, and they're arguing with each other in a training camp game or in a preseason game. I'm like, this is going to be a disaster. And Babin,
of course.
God, he was the worst.
Cleveland's probably going to be fine, though.
Nah, see, Cleveland, I mean, Odell was a trade.
Yep.
Vernon was a trade. I mean, Sheldon Richardson, I feel like these are pretty good moves. And they have Miles Garrett, and they have Baker Mayfield in place.
But you're acting like I didn't like the moves that the Eagles made
for
the Dream Team.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, the Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie was a trade.
I feel like we know more about Odell than we did Asamoah.
That, I'll give you that. Asamoah was like the mystery. That guy might be good.
There was a shortened season, too. There was a strike.
Right.
So they were signing free agents in, like, July.
It's the truth.
And I remember when they signed Asamoah, I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, it's finally happening. And the DRC, that was a trade, right?
That was the Kevin Cobb trade.
Correct. Wow. That was a disaster that year. They were 8-8, and they went... And, it was a mess the year after that.
Correct. Yeah, they didn't make the playoffs with the Dream Team.
No, they were 4-8 at one point.
Yeah, storm back to finish strong, though.
Just enough for Andy Reid to keep his job.
That's exactly right. So just a cautionary tale. That's all I point out. Sean and Malvern's next on The Fanatic. Hey, Sean.
No, hey, Joe. I think you're absolutely right. I mean, Cleveland needs to be wary about the situations, you know, the deals they made. But I think... if they play it right and don't go into it thinking they're a dream team and that they're more, you know, conservative, just thinking, hey, we made some smart moves.
Right.
And everybody keeps their mind, you know, on the big picture. I think Cleveland's on track.
Oh, so do I. I think they're way closer now than they were 2 weeks ago. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, so not to change the subject from football at all, but, you know, might as well talk a little hockey at all? Or
sure. Let it rip, John.
Just thinking, you know, tomorrow Carter Hart's going to be back in net. And I know we took a little bit of a beating in the standings last night. Some of the teams we needed to lose won. But, you know, we're only still 5 points out of the playoffs. So my hope's not all out with the Flyers. I don't know what your thoughts are on that.
No, it's not all out. I mean, it's going to end up being a night-by-night reactionary basis, right? Like, if you beat Washington on Sunday, it's a completely different conversation. Because it's like, oh, that's a game that you're supposed to lose, and you end up winning it. Like, we're just going to have to kind of ride it out here with the Flyers.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's going to be, like you said, it's going to be a night-by-night basis to see how the other teams do and how we do. But it's still going to be a fun ride, I think, for the last couple weeks. So at least they're going to, you know, keep us interested.
Yeah, it's nice that they're not playing out the string, Sean. Thanks for the phone call, man. Appreciate it. There's nothing worse than having your season be over by February. Like, that's the worst. And it almost was for the Flyers. The fact that they were able to put together their run that they did, I mean, that encourages you in the event that they ever do make it to a playoff setting, that they know what it's like to play with the backs against the wall, because they've been doing that forever. They've been doing that for a really long time now. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. Eagles have done the right things in free agency. I think sometimes, like in baseball, we've talked about it, right? We've talked about how good 1 through 5 the Phillies' eyes are at the plate. And part of that's identifying the right ones to hit, and part of that is identifying the ones to stay away from. I think that, by and large, the Eagles have done a nice job. I don't think Malik Jackson, which, by the way, it was reported early on that it was a 3-year, $10 million deal, and everyone was doing backflips. Like, that was, well, of course. Well, that was the most ridiculous thing. I said, they got Malik Jackson for what now? And then it turns out that it was $10 million per. I'm like, okay, all right, that's way more in line with what I thought it was going to be. But still, that's not bad. Considering what we've seen in the shifting NFL, interior defensive line pressure has become more important than it's ever been. Warren Sapp would be thriving and flourishing in today's NFL. But when you look at it, the Eagles never had to invest in defensive tackles. But like, think about who they had before. Like, Corey Simon was a guy who was literally out there to run, stop, and then maybe get a hand on a quarterback every once in a while. Now you've got Fletcher Cox and Malik Jackson / Tim Jernigan trying to be guys who are penetrators, getting after the quarterback. That's what it takes. How do you beat Tom Brady? Pressure in his face. How do you do that? Defensive tackle pressure. I love what the Eagles are doing. Just keep the eye on the prize. Like, the problem that I have with the Eagles' free agent approach in the past is when, for example, Chip Kelly decided that, hey, we didn't even know that DeMarco Murray was going to be available. We might as well take a shot on this guy and see. And that's not paying him like a discounted rate. That's like, we have to get this guy, so let's mega pay through the nose.
You just brought up something that lit a light bulb off of my head. What offseason was worse, the Dream Team offseason or Chip's final year offseason?
Oh, man.
Because they were both brutal.
I've got to say that Chip's last offseason was probably worse than the Dream Team offseason. Only because, the only reason, is because in the Dream Team offseason, you could show your work. And you'd be like, oh, yeah, of course, all of those moves made total sense at the time. With the Chip offseason, in the moment, we were like, this is insanity.
Yes.
What is happening?
And the Chip bots, like myself, was like, oh, no, he's got to play it. He knows what he's doing. DeMarco Murray's a great signing. And Ryan Matthews, oh, my gosh, they got two running backs.
We should have known.
But I will say one thing about the Dream Team. I thought back to Brett, because he made the Bradford deal, too. You said you were doing updates.
Yeah.
For the Missinelli show.
Yes.
So the Bradford trade had to be one of the updates that you had to break.
Oh,
because it happened
goodness.
To 401-ish. But if you think, the Bradford trade actually...
That was so backwards,
got
dude.
The Eagles a Super Bowl, technically.
It did.
Because you got Bradford for Barnett. You got rid of Chip. You got Wentz. And you got Foles back because he went to the St. Louis at the time and was a disaster. And you got Nick Foles back. So kind of that trade made the Super Bowl in a weird, weird way.
My favorite part about it was that we totally messed up because the reporting was wrong on the compensation.
Yes.
So
was the worst part.
We were pumped. We're like, all right.
The pick swap.
Yeah. I was like, what? Like, I was like, okay, the Foles slash the second round pick, like controversy, fourth round or second round or whatever. It turns out that the Eagles gave up way more. And that's when I realized something.
So as an update guy, how are you even reporting that?
Well, I read it the way it was reported first, that they got the second round pick and Sam Bradford. And then my next update, literally I said, bad news.
Literally. Well, and we were all Mariota'd up. So people thought, oh my gosh, they're swapping first round picks. They're going to take Sam Bradford and trade Bradford plus the first round pick for Mariota. That's how messed up our minds were in this city that we thought that was possible.
So you know what? This is the truth. That is when I realized and I came up with the hypothesis, and people can tell me this is right or wrong. That's when I realized that Chip Kelly does not watch professional football. That's when I realized that, because I was like, my God, he's trading for Sam Bradford. He's trading for Kiko Alonso. It's because he watched them at Oklahoma and Oregon, and he coached Alonso. That's why.
Deion Jordan, he wanted over Lane Johnson.
Wanted him so badly.
You imagine
badly.
If they drafted Deion Jordan over Lane Johnson?
That's another one you don't win the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
That's... That's when I realized people say, oh, Joe, you're trying to be a shock jock. You're trying to be funny. No, I actually legitimately don't think that Chip Kelly watched professional football. I think that he only watched college football.
I could definitely agree with that. And he just thought, oh, I can do anything. I'm a football coach, which I thought he was innovative, especially that first game in D.C. I'm like, oh, my God.
Of course.
This guy's really got it figured out. But God, you always thought, like, oh, he would want a mobile quarterback. Sam Bradford. Are you kidding? The least mobile quarterback you could possibly get.
Well, and my favorite was the press conference afterwards. Nick, we're going to get to you in a second. Sit tight. My favorite was the press conference where everybody's like, yeah, well, we figured you might trade Nick Foles because he's not as mobile, can't do the stuff that you want to do at Oregon. And he's like, well, yeah, I traded for Sam Bradford to be our starting quarterback. And everybody at the press conference is like, why?
I mean, it was just so outrageous.
What happened?
I don't know how that happened. Jeff Fisher and Chip Kelly making trades together. Oh, it just shouldn't happen.
That's just and glorious.
We all thought they were going to trade Bradford to the Browns for a first-round pick. Remember
right.
the time?
Yes. As if the Browns didn't have enough draft capital to trade for Bradford themselves if they wanted him. We were nuts.
I would agree with you that offseason mentally was worse than the Dream
Way
Team.
Worse.
At least the Dream Team offseason was like 2 weeks in the summer.
The Dream Team
offseason. The Phillies were great.
The Dream Team offseason, you were like, yeah, they got Nnamdi Asamoah.
Yeah.
And yeah, they traded Kevin Cobb for Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie. And this is like, you're looking on in horror as they're trading for Sam Bradford. And I've got to move on. I can't quit Chip, but I've got to move on. Let's go to Nick and Hershey next on The Fanatic. What's up, Nick?
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Doing great. Thanks.
I'm just glad those days are behind us.
Yeah, me too, man.
thank the Lord. But no, I want to quick touch on the Browns. I really hope they succeed. I mean, there's no more star fan base than the doghouse.
Agreed.
But, you know, you got to take it with a grain of salt. I think, you know, Baker Mayfield is a very... hot-headed, player, and you bring in, Beckham. And Beckham in, New York was having all those meltdowns. I can only imagine if things don't play out the way they're supposed to, as, a la the Dream Team, how it could become a, nuclear meltdown real quick. So, you got to keep your eye on that. I really want them to succeed. I hope they do, honestly, and it doesn't affect us or the AFC. So I'm not worried about him until we see him in the Super Bowl, hopefully.
Exactly.
But, with what free agent moves we're doing, I think people don't realize, obviously getting Deshaun Jackson, getting Malik Jackson is great moves. But I think, a lot of the moves are happening in-house, and people, don't look at that as free agency. But, we're making the moves to keep the key players we need. I really hope, I like the way Crevion LeBlanc and Avante Maddox played, and I think that's why Darby's kind of, looking around and seeing what's out there. But I really hope we can keep Ronald, because we as you go show last year, you need depth. Look how many guys went down in the first, 8 weeks. And the fact is, it was nice to know, and now you have guys that can fill in, but you still need those, even though at 25, you need those talented, well-rounded, older guys to be in there, and then you have Crevion LeBlanc and Max. You know what you have, and then we have the draft to fill in where needed. I was saying earlier, I if we could get him cheap, I would love to see it come full circle and just shove it in Chip's face, because I was a Chip bot as well, and Chip we trust. But bring back Shady for a cheap price, because as we know, he's still got tread on the tires. He will not be a bell cow, but this Eagles team is not meant, at this point, and we can see, it's not meant for a bell cow back. It's a run back by committee, and I think we have the pieces. You just need to find that other piece that fits in with those other backs, whoever they be.
Yeah, Nick, thanks for the phone call, man. Appreciate it. I don't know how much tread on the tires LeSean McCoy has. He played in 14 games last year and had 514 rushing yards and 3 touchdowns. I think he's kind of cooked, to be honest with you. But I agree with you that needing to maximize the depth that you already have is big time. You're listening to 97.5, The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, Beasley Media Group station, broadcasting from the Xfinity studio only from Comcast. I'm not interested in a LeSean McCoy reunion, to be completely honest with you. He's about to turn 31. Like I said, he didn't break 600 yards rushing last year, had 3 touchdowns. There were all those jokes about who had... I know it's not really a joke because it's a part of the NFL, but like all of the guys that Josh Allen had more rushing yards than, and it was like LeSean McCoy was on that list for most of the season. What did Josh Allen end up with in terms of rushing yards last year? He ended up rushing for 631 yards. So he ended with 100 more yards and 5 more touchdowns than LeSean McCoy.
Absolutely no to LeSean McCoy. No.
What's with the nostalgia trip around here, man?
I mean, they just brought Deshaun back, so it's like, oh, you know, well, Shady's out there, too, but I just don't think it's a good idea at all.
What's Freddie Mitchell doing? Anybody got a phone number on LJ Smith? Any of these other guys? No?
I mean, I tell you, I do it all the time, though. I was like, oh, Vinny Carey's cut. I mean, maybe. You never know. If they need a DN, it's cheap. I even said Benny Logan.
I knew you were going to say Benny Logan next.
He's a free agent every year.
That is the truth. Every year is a contract year for Benny Logan. Step up big, big time. Here we go. I don't know. Maybe that's mean. Whatever. Mark in Center City's next on The Fanatic. What's up, Mark?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Going great, thank you.
So my thing is, like, why do the Eagles favor defensive tackles so much? It's like, we have other needs. We have safety needs. We have needs at cornerback. We have offensive line needs. Those are bigger needs than defensive line right now. And I don't understand, why do we constantly favor defensive tackle, no matter what? We always go after defensive linemen over, like, other team needs. Sure. And I don't understand why.
Well, it seems like, Mark, that they've identified that the defensive line is kind of the engine that makes the team go. That's the way that it was on the Super Bowl run, and that you could kind of get by with a patchwork secondary where, like, Patrick Robinson is your best defensive back. You know what I mean? So I think they've just identified a formula, and they're trying to stick to that formula.
I think that's the wrong way to go. I think you need to look at team needs. Like, we need to revamp the offensive line. We're old. The offensive line is not one of the top in the league anymore. They're not a top 3 or 4 again. We have secondary needs like crazy. Like, the last caller said that we were good enough, we were fine because we had, like, LeBlanc and named some, like, scrubs. Like, that's not going to do it. Like, we need to really go after secondary help and offensive line help. So I hope they spend a first-round pick on an offensive tackle or a guard.
I agree
or
with that.
A safety.
Well, so why a safety?
Because, man, look at our safeties. We have an aging
Malcolm
safety.
Jenkins and Rodney McLeod.
They're old. Yeah, they're good, but all of a sudden they're going to drop off, and we're not going to have any answers for depth. Like, yeah, okay, they're good right now, but they're one injury away from us not having any safeties. We need a young safety to take over as our franchise safety.
Well, they're so what do you think of the job Avante Maddox did at safety?
He's too He's 5'8". Like, yeah, he filled in nicely, but we need a pro 6'1", 205 pounds, 6'2", 218 pounds safety, blue chip prospect coming out of...
Well, you sound like Chip Kelly now, that a football player has to fit into these certain specifications.
Do you notice how other teams spend their first-round pick on, like, the best safety or the best corner available? We don't do that very often. We always go after defensive linemen. Either draft an offensive tackle, guard, or a safety. That's what I think.
Okay. No, I mean, that's Mark, I hear you. Thanks for the phone call. Here's why. Here's why that doesn't happen. Trey Waynes is a first-round pick at corner. Nobody knows what the hell he is. Artie Burns was a first-round pick at corner. He is deteriorating big time. Ha-ha Clinton Dix was on a first-round pick at safety, was the consensus top safety pick. He's about to be on his third team. It's because you can't effectively evaluate first-round picks at those positions as effectively as you can identify offensive line prospects and defensive line prospects, and because you can't miss on first-round picks. That's why. That's exactly why they don't use safeties in the first. Mark Barron was a first-round safety who's now a linebacker. For every Eric Berry that's out there, there's one of those guys. For every Earl Thomas, there's a Taylor Mays. Like, you just look at it, and that's just the way that it is. Defensive backs and secondary oftentimes are targeted in the first round because the same teams keep missing on them over and over and over again. I mean, so you're assuming then at corner, right, that Sidney Jones is nothing, that Avante Maddox is nothing. Cravon LeBlanc, by the way, looks like he's somebody, for the record. He looks like he's at least a contributing player. I mean, you've got all kinds of issues with other players. Like Jalen Mills, we haven't even mentioned. Is Jalen Mills going to be nothing for the team? Malcolm Jenkins has been good. Rodney McLeod missed the entire season, so he's had the entire time to rest up. I get that the Eagles are not a perfect team, but they won a Super Bowl by just sending wave after wave after wave of pass rusher after teams. And it's not just a fluky thing. The Giants did that, too, twice against Tom Brady and won.
I think they could use a safety, though.
In the first
round?
They
don't have to get one in the first round, but I think they could use one. I keep seeing Corey Graham playing 15 yards off on 4th and 10.
Yeah, that's not his play, I don't think. 4th and 15, 3rd and 12, his play.
I think they could use one, you know, find one in the, you know, second round, fourth round. There's guys to be found. Find one.
Okay, so prioritize these needs for me, then. Safety, okay. Tackle, inside linebacker, running back.
I'd say, well, they made a decision to tackle, so I'd say...
Well, you're considering the future, right? Because they have a safety now. They have two safeties now, yeah. Right? And they have Maddox who can
play
that
third spot. For the future, I'm prioritizing them?
You're prioritizing them for this draft period, if you're running the team.
If I was going to... I think they're going to go defensive line in the first round. That's probably what I would
probably
do.
Are.
I would probably get pass rusher in the first round. But when my second round picks, if there's a safety sitting there I like, I might think about it.
So that means that you're going to go down to the third round potentially for a starter at inside linebacker.
They have two second round picks.
Okay, so, all right. So maybe one of those.
Yeah, but then I'm going in the fourth round for a running back if I don't take one in the second round. So you're right. I got to pick my poison here. But I do think they could use a safety for the future.
So do I.
Because they play Malcolm at linebacker.
So do I.
Yeah.
That's not an immediate need in
you're
the
right.
same way that running back that...
If you want to win the Super Bowl in 2019, you need a running back, you need a linebacker, probably need another pass rusher.
I mean, the flip side of this is that maybe you throw money at Eric Berry, knowing that this is the last year that you effectively have Carson Wentz on the mega cheat. Like, that's the other thing.
Yeah.
You can try to throw money at the problem.
Yeah.
I haven't loved that solution in the past.
No, but I mean, they have to upgrade from Corey Graham.
Or just
we can both agree on that.
Stay out of 4th and 15.
Or stay out of the picket fence defense.
Are we going to see the picket fence again?
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Shorts goes to it.
Set your watch by
it. Corey Graham could help his coach out and just
like
have a brain. And
are.
Like, come on, okay, there's the first down. I'm going to move up a little bit. That's all you got to do, Corey. Come on, man.
It's like he's standing on the yellow line.
A horrendous loss.
That was a couple of them. A couple of horrendous losses. Not great. Derek in South Philly's next on the Fanatic. What's up, Derek?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great. Thank you.
Good. First thing I'm going to say, got to have faith in Howie. I think the D-Jack move was fantastic. I think he's going to step up. And so instead of everybody calling in saying, we should get this guy. He runs fantastic. We actually got D-Jack back. So that's first.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, my question is,
yes.
With Foles, and I love Wentz, and I bleed green, he's not the same quarterback that we drafted. He's hurt. You know, not that he's prone to injury, but he is hurt.
No, he's prone to injury. He is.
Maybe a little, yeah, it's true. All right, I have to shout you guys about it. You know, and you have Foles who led this great city to a championship and is adored. And maybe it could have been blocked to me. You know, I feel like, you know, Peterson was more comfortable with him. The team was comfortable. There was some kind of connection. But at the same time, you still really love Wentz. So I'm wondering what you think the opinion of the city is going to be. You know, either way, obviously, if he wins, it's going to be fantastic. If he doesn't step up or doesn't perform like Foles did, which is weird to say, you need to, you know, some of the city's going to, you know, turn a little bit. Or
if that's the case, if they do, I'm going to lose a lot of faith in the fans of this city if they turn on Carson Wentz.
That was the question. We were sitting with a lot of people down here. We're down in South Florida. A lot of Eagles fans down here, and that was the argument. So, you know, it's your guy, Wish Nick Foles the best of luck. You got the championship, but, you know, Wentz got a family there.
That's exactly it. And, Derek, thanks for the phone call, man. The narratives are so silly that, we've talked about them. I'm hoping that someday, maybe in like 2025, we can put the Nick Foles discussion to bed. But to say that Carson Wentz is injury prone and Nick Foles isn't injury prone is so silly. Like, so silly. You know what Carson Wentz has done that Nick Foles has never done in his career ever, despite Nick Foles being, you know, older than Wentz? finished a 16-game season as the starting quarterback. Like, that, if you're going to say that Wentz is injury-prone and Foles isn't, when Foles has never finished a season as a starter, I don't know what to tell you. Like, it's, there's no argument that you can make for Nick Foles being the starting quarterback of the Eagles over Carson Wentz. The team clearly didn't think so, so they didn't even trade Foles. They didn't even hold on to him to trade him. They literally let him walk out the door because they want to get the first pick at the last part of the third round. I guess that's the way it is. Howie Roseman can spin it however he wants to spin it about, oh, we had two top 15 quarterbacks. That's nonsense. If you had two top 15 quarterbacks, somebody's trading something for one of those guys, for the record. Joseph in Westchester's next on the Fanatic. What's up, Joseph?
Hello, Joe. How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm good. So, you don't want to get the band back together, Joe? I want to have a little LeSean come back. We can bring back Lito Shepard, Todd Pinkston.
Jeremiah Trotter, we can get in the middle.
Yeah, there we go. Have Deuce put on some pads, you know, player, coach. Why not? Get the whole band back together. we'll have Andy come back as a consultant to Doug Peterson. If Kansas City doesn't work out, we'll get it all back together.
Perfect.
Good old days.
Let me know when Sean Considine comes down, and I'll pick up Considine from the airport.
That's another name. Oh, God, I was trying to think of another name from that secondary from way back when. That's a great one. But, yeah, to get to some free agency in the Eagles, DJAC move was good. I like it. The whole problem in the locker room thing, if anything, I know he can be diva-ish, and I get that. And, you know, it's just DeSean Jackson in a nutshell. But, I mean, he's what, 32 years old now? You know, he's married, all that kind of stuff. I think it'll bring a little tad bit of an edge to this locker room, too. I mean, people were talking about how it might break up the dynamic and the chemistry and how tight-knit this group is. Might bring a little bit of an edge to the group as well. Why not?
Joseph, you know what? People can call DeSean Jackson a diva if they want to, but I've watched two different teams fall over themselves to get a guy who got into a fight with a field goal net and a guy who literally quit on his team before their biggest game of the season. Teams are falling over themselves to get this. DeSean Jackson's diva-level tactics are so far beneath Odell Beckham Jr. and Antonio Brown. They're going to be fine. It's going to be good to go.
Or you know, a player who just won't play because he wants the max contract for a running back, even though it's not that much of a need anymore in the NFL. A player like that, you want to talk about a diva. There you go. That's another one.
I was fighting people off left and right last night about the Le'Veon Bell contract. I'm all done with Le'Veon Bell. I've got no more left.
I was going to say real quick, I don't even want to get to the end of it. Real quick though on Odell, I'm glad he's out of the NFC East. Less problems for us. We don't have to deal with it. And hey, shout out to the Browns. That's a solid offense. Landry, Odell Beckham, David Njoku can learn how to catch a pass as a tight end. He has so much potential. And you got Kareem Hunt. I mean, I think, right? They have Kareem Hunt as well. And then
and
Baker.
If they don't, they have Nick Chubb. So they'll be just fine. They'll be all right.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, yeah. But yeah, nice talking to you, Joe. Just chime in real quick, say hi and everything.
Anytime you want to, man. You have a good night, too. Appreciate it, Joseph. Yeah, man. That's some good golden age Eagles knowledge, Joseph, trying to pull that band back together. It's not bad. I'll pick up Considine from the airport.
I'm thinking about putting a poll out to see what people say about the worst offseason chips last year. Or,
oh, man.
I feel
bad because it'd be wasted at this point.
Yeah.
So we'll team up. Next time we're together, we'll definitely ask that.
Yeah.
Because
maybe around draft time, we'll bring it back.
That'd be great. We'd love that. Because
Mariota season.
I have to say, I love my job. I truly do. That was the silliest time to be in sports talk radio in history. Everything was you have to find an angle for how the Eagles are going to do this. And I'm like, have we even considered what the Titans want to do? And then lo and behold, they actually like the guy. Still the fastest quarterback ever at the combine, for the record.
And the guy's not even good. I mean, he's all right.
But I mean, all right is not good, right? Like, it's
all right, it's not going to get a ton in the NFL, I don't think.
I've said this from the beginning, and this is the hilarious part. Football quarterback is literally, like, in movies and TV shows and in real life, the most glamorous position that exists. if not in all sports, then certainly in football, by far the most glamorous position. Therefore, more people probably want to be the football quarterback than any other position. And yet, at the very highest level, there are only 32 jobs, and there are only 12 competent humans on the planet who can do that job at the highest level. That is amazing to me. That means that there are 20 guys starting who have no business being starting quarterbacks, and yet maybe that's a testament to how difficult it is to be a great starting quarterback in the NFL, but man, oh man, I think about that all the time. I'm like, there's only 32 of these jobs that you need to fill. We can't even do that. We got 12 covered.
It's like the NBA. There's only a handful of guys who could really, you know, win a title. LeBron, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry. There's really not, I mean, there's a lot of great players, but there's only a few that are the elite of elite.
Well, you watch Damian Lillard just shred dudes. Just shred. Yeah. He's never sniffed one.
No.
Like, it's amazing.
Yeah.
I hope that Embiid and Simmons get into that sniffing club soon.
I hope they're the elite of the elite. That's coming down the road here.
That's what we're hoping for. 610-632-0975. Final half hour coming your way next. It's the Joe Torty Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torty on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, it's Jason Martinez for Window Nation. Spring is close and the temperatures are warming. Are your windows tough to open? Cracked? Drafty? All signs that you need new windows. Spring into action now for huge Window Nation savings. Get two free windows for every two you buy. Buy four, get four free. No limit. Plus, get a house full of windows for only $69 a month. Not only do you get two free windows for every two you buy, but you're also getting brand new energy-efficient Window Nation windows installed for just about $2 a day. Think about that. It's less than a cup of coffee or a gallon of gas or milk. Now's the time to take advantage of this limited time event. Window Nation offers over 1,500 custom window and door style combinations designed and engineered to tame our wild weather conditions, all with A+ Better Business Bureau rating. It just doesn't get any better. Buy two windows, get two free, no limit. Plus, get a full house of windows for as low as $69 a month. Hurry, this offer won't last long. So call Window Nation at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
Hey, fanatics, spring's almost here. Imagine popping open the top on a brand new Jeep Wrangler at turnersvillejeep.com. They're making dreams come true during the spring sales event. Right now, make no payments for 90 days or get savings up to $6,000 on the vehicle that's become an American icon, Jeep Wrangler. Nobody is making better deals on Wranglers in March than turnersvillejeep.com. But guys, you got to take action. Visit the website, pick your Wrangler, then set an appointment with my guy, Ron Fina, and the team at turnersvillejeep.com, and you'll see why Jeepers are driving across the tri-state for their better prices, better selection, and an all-around better buying experience. TurnersvilleJeep.com, South Jersey's fastest growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer. Minutes from the Ben Franklin or Walt Whitman Bridges on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey, or at TurnersvilleJeep.com and tell them Natalie sent you.
2018 Jeep Wrangler Sahara, MSRP $55,980, selling price of $49,980 includes all applicable rebates. Price includes all costs paid by the consumer except licensing costs, registration fees, and taxes. Not valid with trade, cannot be combined with other offers, ends March 31st, 2019.
Right now at Kohl's, shop hundreds of epic deals. No coupons needed. Plus, get Kohl's cash. Women's tees, $6.99. Young men's graphic tees, 2 for $16. Jumping Beans tops and bottoms, starting at $5. Nike and Adidas shoes, $49.99. The Power Air Fryer XL, $99.99. The Big One bath towel or pillow, 3 for $10. It's not your everyday sale. Right now at Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Right now at CVS Pharmacy, you can earn up to 50 extra bucks rewards each year just for filling prescriptions. Which means the medicines you take to stay healthy might also do a little something for the health of your wallet. So visit your local CVS Pharmacy to sign up and start earning up to 50 extra bucks rewards on prescriptions. Terms and conditions apply. Not valid on all prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Other state restrictions apply. See CVS.com/RX rewards or the pharmacy for details.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%. APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Geico presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recent windstorm. Here to describe the event, a chest of drawers.
There's a storm howling outside, so I thought I'd stay in and watch a rom-com. 5 minutes into the flick, a tree branch slams through the window.
Were you hurt?
I just got a scratch on my chest.
Your chest of drawers can't help you in a windstorm, but the Geico Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call Geico to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Everybody, Anthony Gargano here to talk to you about the most convenient, affordable way to help with your cleanup.
Yeah, the Bagster.
I love this product, a 3-cubic-yard dumpster in a bag. Sold at Home Depot, Lowe's, and local home improvement stores. And for only $29.99. Whatever your cleanup plans are, I'm telling you, the Bagster bag can take it on. Buy it, fill it, and it's gone. This is Anthony Gargano telling you to clean it up, the Bagster. Dumpster in a bag.
Philadelphia, let's get ready to rumble on Friday, March 15th. It's World Championship Boxing as Philly's own Kevin Farmer defends his super featherweight title against undefeated John O'Carroll at the Leah Curtis Center. In a co-feature, Olympic gold medalist Irish Katie Taylor defends her world titles with undefeated champ Rose Belante. Also on the card, Gabe Rosado, Hank Lundy, Avery Sparrow. For tickets, go to LeahCurtisCenter.com.
You have a business or personal Instagram page. Would you like to increase your followers? Contact the pros at levelupmygram.com. Increase business awareness or get help becoming more Insta-famous. Visit them online at levelupmygram.com. That's levelupmygram.com.
Sports Talk for Sewell and all of Gloucester County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back, Joe Torti Show, 97.5, The Fanatic, taking you up until midnight this evening. Always like checking out the winners and losers of NFL free agency. I don't know if you'd necessarily put the Eagles in either category, but I definitely like more of what they've done as opposed to some of the other teams that are out there that have kind of messed up, I think. Not every team has, not every team that's been a big-time spender, but I would say that it's easier to mess up in free agency by spending as opposed to sitting things out. I think it's pretty rare that you see teams get hosed by waiting until the draft and everything else, especially considering that we haven't seen very much of this other like big-time free agent push from elsewhere in the NFC East. You've seen the Giants go into rebuild mode. Who knows what Washington's doing? And it really seems like all in all, the Cowboys have had a pretty quiet free agency period. So, I mean, I don't think that the Eagles are losing any ground. If you consider them to be the favorites in free agency before, you probably do now as well. Let's go to Bum in North Philly next on The Fanatic. What's going on, Bum?
Hey, Joe, what's going on, man?
How you doing, brother?
Hey, man, I don't know whether to be happy or sad like about this NFL free agency. Like, we ain't getting no big names like we normally do, like, for our dream team, well, 09, we ain't getting no big names, but it seemed like the smaller the name, like the smaller, I don't know if it makes sense, but...
No, I don't think you want to be in the headlines for signing the biggest dudes to these mega deals. I really don't.
Exactly, because like, it seemed like it never works out for us. It seemed like when we sign somebody that's low-key but a big name, like, for instance, like a DJ, like, he a big name, but he low-key. It's like, it works out for us. Like, Alshon Jeffrey, like, he was a yep. low-key but a big name. It seemed like... If we go after the big name, low key free agents, it seems like that's a success. Like that's when we more successful.
I'm with you. So, is there anyone that's currently out there right now that you think would be, you know, fitting into that category? Or do you think they're kind of done until the draft?
I like Justin Houston.
I like that too.
Like I love Justin Houston coming like in that rotation, and you know, like you know, Andy Reid got a thing with defensive linemen, but he don't know how to rotate them. That's why all the Andy Reid defensive linemen get burnt out fast. He don't know how to rotate them. I love how the Eagles rotate their defensive linemen to keep everybody fresh.
Now that's a good name, Bum, that nobody's brought up, and I wonder why. Like I'm trying to figure out because D. Ford got shipped out of there. They cut Houston. I don't know what they're doing. To be completely honest with you, I know they're switching to a 4-3, but that doesn't mean you need to get rid of everybody.
Exactly. But you know, I'm gonna lie, like not to be a Chiefs fan at all, but they got to have something up their sleeve. They let it too. They got the boy Chris Jones, but he yep. can't do it by himself. The reason why he got off to such a big season because of Dee Ford and Justin Houston, all the attention was on them. So now, with him being all alone, I don't think he's going to be as successful as he was.
I don't think so either, Bum. I think you're right on the money, brother. Thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it. I wouldn't mind seeing Justin Houston. I mean, that's a typical see what he has left. Like, I think that when Chris Long signed here, I can't speak for everybody. I was super skeptical. I was like, really? Chris Long, after the Patriots are finished with Chris Long, you want to have him here? And I was proven wrong by Chris Long. I thought that Michael Bennett, after playing more snaps than any defensive end in the NFL, in NFL history, if I read the stat right, I thought him coming back would be like, really? You're going to bring in Michael Bennett? And that worked out brilliantly. You know what? Maybe rotational pass rushers, that extends people's careers. Maybe you can do more if you're Terrell Suggs going to Arizona to be part of a rotation. Or we saw it with DeMarcus Ware and, you know, some of these other pieces. Justin Houston wouldn't be a bad move at all. Nick Stimulus at Real Deal Delco. Nice handle. Tweets in, bring back Stuart Bradley and Cullen Jenkins. Get the band back together. Stuart Bradley's a heck of a pull. That is if we can just get Reno Mahe in the mix, you know, we're going to be in business here. I know that the running back situation rubs some people the wrong way, the running back discussion about running back by committee. But Jay Gridlock tweets, and you're absolutely right about Shanahan systems. You could have plugged in just about any running back into that system, and they'd gain 1,000 yards. Also, as great as Peyton was, he didn't get to the Super Bowl until late in his career, and ironically didn't even score in the game once he did. This is going to make me sound so old and like I'm yelling at clouds, but that's the Super Bowl team that I would build. I would build the, like, 2000 Ravens team with, like, Trent Dilfer if I had a choice, the Peyton Manning team that had, like, the ridiculous defense and the outstanding ground game, and then if you got something from the quarterback, that was cool. Like, I thought that the Seattle Seahawks were, like, the best version of that because they have the defense, they have the ground game, and, oh, by the way, Russell Wilson is also really, really good. Like, that's how I build teams. I don't build teams typically that would look like the Saints air raid or like what the Chargers do. I know that there are other ways to win, but I mean, I just think that limiting the variables as much as you can is a good way to do it. And defense and ground game are the best ways to limit those variables.
I don't think I'd build a team like the Eagles, to be honest with you.
You do not?
No, I would have some linebackers.
Yeah. You know what I mean? They don't need any of those guys.
I would have a good running back. I mean, I would at least have some sort of committee.
Yeah.
The Eagles just kind of don't. They go for receivers. They throw the ball all over the place. They don't value the linebacker position at all. And who might argue they won the Super Bowl? So
that has to be just organizational. I mean, they never have.
They won the Super Bowl with Danelle Ellerbe technically as their starting middle linebacker. I mean, that's just outrageous. I mean, so that's why it's like, oh, well, you know, Jordan Hicks, life will go on without Jordan Hicks.
Right.
I don't think anybody even is complaining about it, really.
Well, and it's not like we've heard people call in and be like, oh, Nigel Bradham will be fine. It's literally people are calling in and it's like, linebacker. What are you talking about? That's the way it goes. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. Why is Philip Dorsett trending on my Twitter account?
He re-upped with New England.
That's a crying shame.
Yeah.
Don't like that. I see Jay Ajayi also trending. Is he is set to visit the Colts next week. One of the top backs available, coming off a torn ACL. He'll have a physical. I'm only interested in prove it type stuff because when you're at Boise State coming out and you go to the combine and the combine medical staff are like, yo, this dude's knees are screwed up. I can't imagine that 5+ years of NFL work make that any better.
But no, I agree with you there.
So you're out on Ajayi,
yeah,
unless it's a prove-it deal.
Unless it's a real low prove-it deal.
All right, so here's the NFL talent that is reportedly still available. Justin Houston mentioned that I'm interested. KJ Wright, I would be, except yeah, the Eagles won't be. Randall Cobb, no thank you. Clay Matthews, does that do anything for you?
No.
Okay. And Dominican Sue, does that do anything for
it
you?
It did before the Malik Jackson.
Right.
I kind of thought this was the year they would get Sue.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. I thought maybe come here, try to win the Super Bowl, reunite with Schwartz.
What about Ziggy Ansah?
Yeah.
That's a wide nine guy.
I would like Ziggy, and Schwartz drafted him, so.
Exactly.
I've been on Ziggy. I don't know how much money he wants, and he has trouble staying on the field, but you would think that would lead to a cheap price.
It's the truth. I'm looking up and down this list. There's largely Dreck outside of that, in particular positions that the Eagles would want.
The running backs as a group are just very underwhelming, and really when you keep going down, it's just flat out hideous.
Yeah, you got, who are the two premiers left, right? If you want to call them premiers, I guess T.J. Yeldon is serviceable, and Marshawn Lynch, if you believe he's got anything left in the tank, is still there.
Yeah, I would probably prefer Spencer Ware over either of those two and just roll the dice.
See if he can stay
healthy.
Yeah,
if he can ever stay on the field, he's productive.
Yeah, of course.
I'm not a big T.J. Yeldon fan. I don't know about you, but he just don't do it for me.
I was more, and then the more that I watched, and to be honest with you, it's just my Jacksonville thing. Like, I liked Leonard Fournette, and then I watched him, and I'm like, I don't think that this guy's nearly as good as a lot of people think that he is because of how good he was coming out of college. But, like, in the NFL, I'm like, this guy might be just a dude who gets hurt a lot.
Yeah, and Yeldon has gotten opportunities.
Totally has.
And they had to bring in Carlos Hyde because, you know, he was so underwhelming.
He was available this offseason as well, Carlos Hyde.
Yeah, and you know what? In hindsight, it might have not been the worst thing to sign him.
Yeah.
For the money he signed for.
That's the one. I think that I've made my position pretty clear that I'm not going to cry over lost running backs. But if there's one, that might be the one. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe they bring LeGarrette Blount back. Here we go with the bringing people back thing. I'm just saying. I don't know.
You can't help it.
He's going to be out there till after the draft. So you see what's what in the draft. Say you grab a Darrell Henderson or something from Memphis. Or David Montgomery in like the fourth round.
Sure.
And you're looking at your running back saying, we could use a big guy. He's got some Super Bowl experience. He wasn't awful in Detroit last year.
He wasn't. He certainly was.
I mean, Frank Gore got a job.
Hey, listen, I've said it before, I'll say it again. I am so done with trying to predict when Frank Gore is done. Frank Gore is like Larry Fitzgerald, where now I'm going to wait for Frank Gore to tell me that he can't play football anymore, and then I'll accept it.
Do you have a running back list in front of you?
What kind of running back list? Of available guys
available
right now?
Available guys, yeah.
No, it was just okay. Like kind of the top,
I just wanted to see
the top free agents.
If anybody,
let's see.
You know, jumps off the page to you.
RBs available. We can do this. Okay, here we go.
Well, we mentioned the top guys.
We mentioned the top guys. Let's see. Who might still be gone. Okay. Gone. Wow.
It's Drek.
It's real. Oh, my. I'm way down here.
Yeah,
and I'm not
you're in the depths.
Yeah. Not seeing a whole lot of good free agent running backs left. It's not great.
No, it's really bad.
All right. Well, you know, it's looking like maybe you draft one and maybe you draft two. So we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny you said Marshawn Lynch
a little bit.
Yeah,
why is it funny that I said Marshawn Lynch?
No, I if the Eagles were like, hey, we signed Marshawn Lynch, I wouldn't be all that upset about it.
Okay, I would. I think Marshawn Lynch is washed. Look,
committee. I'm not asking to have more than like 110 carries at most.
All right. He said the door is still open for him to play another season if it works out. That's what he
said. I would imagine that's only in Oakland, but whatever. Probably. We can do probably better than Marshawn Lynch. What do you think of the Alabama running backs?
I like any of those guys. I probably like the guy who got the least amount of run for Alabama, the most of them in the draft. Is it Jacobs who got the least amount? That's the guy who I like the most. Weird.
We'll get there, I'm sure.
It's only so many days until draft time. Got to stretch things out. 610-632-0975. Coming up, it is one more thing, plus more of your phone calls. We'll take a quick trip through our show and then get you ready for the Fanatic at 5. All of that and more coming up next is the Joe Torti Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torti on 97.5. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Home prices have gone up by 50% in the last 6 years. However, it seems values are peaking. You've probably also heard the Federal Reserve has raised the Fed funds rate four times in 2018 alone. But mortgage rates have actually dropped by half a point since late last fall. Maybe it's time to put that equity to work, like paying off very high credit cards, student loans, or remodel your house. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Let us put you in a position to do any of these things with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan, whether it's conventional, FHA, or VA, will pay your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. Or maybe you just want to refinance out of your mortgage insurance. All it takes is a five-minute phone call to see how we can save you thousands of dollars a year. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669. 888-455-3669.
Westland Financial Corp is licensed by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania Department of Banking. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
This is Carl on his motorcycle.
Let's ride till we run out of gas.
And this is Carl off his motorcycle.
Balsa wood is very different than teak. People confuse the two.
On his motorcycle.
Hey, check out that view.
On his motorcycle.
Let's do puzzles in the break room.
On.
Look at all that open road.
Off.
Look how long my fingernails are getting.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you on it. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%. APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Are you or someone you love one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help you get started. Visit MichaelJFox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's MichaelJFox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
Right now at CVS Pharmacy, you can earn up to 50 extra bucks rewards each year just for filling prescriptions. Which means the medicines you take to stay healthy might also do a little something for the health of your wallet. So visit your local CVS Pharmacy to sign up and start earning up to 50 extra bucks rewards on prescriptions. Terms and conditions apply. Not valid on all prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Other state restrictions apply. See CVS.com/RX rewards or the pharmacy for details.
Hi, Amy. Welcome to the Xfinity store.
Yeah, I'll get straight to it. I'm looking for the fastest internet.
Well, with Xfinity, you can get the fastest, most reliable internet, and you can pause your in-home Wi-Fi for family time.
Wow, internet that's crazy fast and reliable? It's like a cheetah that you trust enough to house-sit your pets.
I don't know if you should trust a cheetah with your pets.
Well, you're the one who said he's crazy fast and reliable.
No, I said Xfinity XFi is.
Just like the cheetah.
We're still talking about internet, right?
It doesn't matter. I'll take it.
Get speed, coverage, and control with Xfinity XFi. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet with up to 150 megabits per second plus TV and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. And get DVR service included for a year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today to learn more. Special offer in 3-17-19. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees, extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual fees vary.
Hey, college sports fan, the tournament is finally here. I can't wait. It's Bob Cooney from The Morning Show, and you can get in on all the college basketball madness with FanDuel Sportsbook. Your knowledge of the game and the top teams could pay off for you in a big, big way. FanDuel has more ways to win with spreads, props, and parlays, so it's easy to find the right bet just for you. And if you want in on additional action, create a free bracket before the start of the tournament to compete for a share of $250,000 in guaranteed cash prizes. Then come back and bet every day of the tournament. I'm kind of liking Duke, but you can't count out Michigan, Kentucky, maybe a Gonzaga. Don't forget about our locals, Villanova. Temple could be on its way in. They could both make some noise. The most exciting time in college basketball is here. Get in on the action today and create a free bracket before the start of the tournament to compete for a share of $250,000 in guaranteed cash prizes. Then come back and bet every day of the tournament. Go to FanDuel.com/madness. That's FanDuel.com/madness. Start getting your bets in now for the tournament time and don't miss out on your free bracket. One bracket per user, must be 21 or older. No purchase necessary. See full terms and conditions at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Missinelli Station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back, Joe Torti Show, 97.5, The Fanatic. We have reached the final segment of the show. It's been fun. I know that there's been a lot of Sixers talk today. I'm sure we're going to get back to that. But the NFL continues to be a year-round league with the new league year opening up today at 4 o'clock. So all of those rumored deals finally coming through. I'm still waiting, by the way. There was a report that I saw. You know how Anthony Barr got cold feet about going to the Jets and then ended up staying? There was a report that I saw, I can't remember who it was, maybe it was Adam Schefter, who was saying that I keep hearing that there's going to be at least one more of those, where somebody's bailing out on a move, and I kept waiting for it to happen, and it didn't happen. I don't know if it's just, you know, everybody gets cold feet if as soon as they make a decision, but after you sleep on it, you're like, no, this is the best thing for my family, this is the best thing for me, and you just stick with it, but that didn't end up happening today.
I think Breshad Perriman pulled out after the Odell trade.
Well, so that was mutually agreed. That was mutually agreed on.
Yeah, that wasn't a big one, though.
No, right, yeah. He of the world's worst MCL sprain. He's given Jahlil Okafor a run for his money. Had a sprained MCL 2 to 4 weeks and missed the season with it, Breshad Perriman. But good call. That's one that happened after the Odell Beckham Jr. trade. The teams worked out and said, hey, listen, man, we signed you with, or we said we were going to sign you with a certain set of expectations. Not fair to you to not be given the role. So, you know, you can go out and test your market again. We talked about the Eagles and where they are kind of with free agency and the way that things have worked out with DeSean Jackson being acquired via trade, with Malik Jackson being signed. I'm a big fan of Malik Jackson, especially DeSean Jackson. I think it's okay. I think that the Eagles needed to get a deep threat. I don't think that you needed to get DeSean Jackson. There were some other players that I pointed out, like John Brown. I know that he got $9 million. That's not $13 million. I'd be curious to see what John Brown would have done in this offense, but either way, good to see DeSean Jackson back in Eagles green. He seems excited to be here, so looking forward to that happening. The next big thing that we'll keep an eye on, obviously the Eagles are likely going to make another move or two here, maybe a sliding under the radar move. But we'll be looking ahead to the draft and the needs that the Eagles will have at the draft. I don't know how high in terms of like the running back rankings are going to be gone before the Eagles make their selection, but I know it's not going to be very far forever. If there's one thing that I know, Howie Roseman learns from his mistakes, and waiting to draft a running back as long as he did before he took Donnell Pumphrey was a huge mistake, and he's not going to do that again. I know that it could just be a case of personnel evaluation being an error, them thinking that Pumphrey was going to be much better than he was. I'm sure that that was a part of it, but I know that there were also players that were highly rated. Alvin Kamara, everybody knew was the second round pick, and then when he went in the second round and has turned into one of the NFL's finest backs, that should have surprised no one. So, you know, that I don't think that they're going to wait for six running backs to be on the off the board before the Eagles end up making their selection. So the top running backs, Josh Jacobs is the number one guy from Alabama. Damian Harris is also there from Alabama. Justice Hill, Oklahoma State. Mike Weber, Ohio State. Miles Sanders from Penn State. Those are the top five. David Montgomery is from Iowa State. One of those six guys is going to be a Philadelphia Eagle. If they get down to the seventh, eighth, ninth running backs, I'm going to be very, very surprised, given, like I said, what we know about Howie Roseman and his ability to kind of learn from mistakes, adapt, change, and things like that. I don't anticipate them waiting very long for that, but that doesn't rule out signing another veteran or two between now and the draft. Could it be Jay Ajayi? Could it be LeGarrette Blount? Could it be someone else? We'll have to just wait and see, but
This Eagles backfield is kind of held together right now with spit and duct tape and bubble gum, and I don't anticipate that they're going to go anywhere close to the regular season with that being the group that they're going with. So looking forward to seeing that. The other group that I'm going to be paying attention to, as I said over the course of the show, inside linebacker I think is going to be something where the Eagles are eventually going to have to spend some draft capital. I know that they haven't really valued the position in the past, but the truth is they don't have that many first round needs. So unless you're going to find, you know, I, for one, am holding out hope that Jordan Mailata might be the heir apparent at left tackle. If you get an undrafted free agent to be your left tackle, that is just a beautiful thing. But in the event that they are looking offensive line in the first round, that could be a way that they go as well. Looking forward to it. The Eagles are a little bit more flexible than they've been in the past with respect to their needs and everything, just because they really don't need that much stuff. So pretty cool to watch this playing out. And it's nice to see the Eagles not being a team that has to win every single free agency contract and everything else, as we've seen in the past. We've seen the Eagles win the offseason and lose the postseason. I'm looking forward to those kind of roles being flipped and reversed. I am going to wrap things up a little bit early here by thanking everybody who called and tweeted in. My co-hosts for this evening, thanks to everybody who listened. Brian McLaughlin did a tremendous job producing. I want to leave you with tonight's one more thing, and this is one of, it's pretty rare now to get guys who are unbelievably high quality when it comes to sports broadcasters. Normally you get stuck with hacks like me, but this guy is literally one of probably the best living guy doing it right now, Doc Emmerich, the voice of the NHL, and he was on a radio show in Canada. And talking about what it takes to get into the business, people ask me this all the time as if I would be able to give them really good advice. Don't take advice from me. I'm going to leave you with some words of wisdom from the great Doc Emmerich, the voice of the NHL, and just something to think about. It's not just if you want to get into sports broadcasting. It could also be just good advice for life. Here's what Doc Emmerich has to say. Have a good night.
First of all, don't quit, because there's a lot of rejection and you're going to get that. Mine was in the form of snail mail letters. Theirs will be in the form of emails, probably. Go and practice, because it's a skilled business and it's a performance business. So go and practice. If you've done 100 games to yourself on a recorder in the corner of an arena, you've still done 100 games. And those are things that you keep, and you build what you like best about your work, and then you start submitting it, and you scour around that we couldn't do because we had to go to bulletin boards and see it posted. But now there are electronic bulletin boards all the time that you can learn of. And then try to meet many people face-to-face as you can. That winds up separating a lot of people, because it's an electronic era, and it's easy to hide behind your iPhone. But get out and meet as many people like yourselves as you can in press boxes. How do you do that? Well, if you're at a college station, you've got a credential because you work at a college station. Try to get into a press box at a college game or a professional game. Shake as many hands as you can. Because, as was the case with Harold Ballard in his robe, or Stan Abodiak, who left early and put you in charge, or Rob getting a press pass when he was a teenager and got a chance to interview NBA and NHL players in Detroit, I've seen that tall kid around here, that Simpson guy. Let's give him something to do. And, you know, they used to say about Phil Esposito, he got a lot of garbage goals. Hey, he was where he could get them. He positioned himself in front of the net in the slot. And all you're doing is trying to position yourself. And if you have the skill and you've practiced, and then you get yourself in position where somebody spots you, that's where your opportunity comes. It took me a few years, but when I got my first chance 46 years ago, that first one is the hardest one to get, and that's how it happens.
Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.